So Thad, who is your final choice? Who will be Mrs. Thad Falcon?
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Tracy and Kim are both great women. I could spend my life with either one. Kim!
There's no doubt about it. It's Kim!
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Oh, Tracy!
It's Kim.
Sure!
A bushy white beard that's no more than 6 inches long, and you have to have a girth of no less than 46 inches and no greater than 48 inches. So get measuring if you're thinking about that job. We'll be back with Mort Mortensen in the morning. Remember, it's 57 past the hour, Morning Sedition.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old, and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor, and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited-time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Randy Rhoads.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhoads.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted.
Oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhoads.
I listen to Randy Rhoads, I think.
865-6805 or visit rethinkrecycling.org. Rethink Recycling. It's easier than ever.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilbin. President Bush is earning the distinction of traveling man with his eighth trip to the Gulf Coast today for a two-day visit focused on the housing for victims of hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Bush is still weathering negative poll numbers from most polling organizations on his handling of the rescue and recovery effort from the first storm. Bush is scheduled to land in New Orleans for a dinner tonight with the state and local officials. Tomorrow, he and First Lady Laura Bush trek to Covington, Virginia to take part in a habitat for Humanity Building Project. Some 350,000 people have been left homeless from Hurricane Katrina. The administration has already distributed some $600 million in temporary housing assistance. In other news, the Bush White House has given the green light for the use of $50 million in emergency funds for the victims of the earthquake in Pakistan. Estimates of the death toll for the massive upheaval are expected to hover near the 40,000 mark. U.S. Envoy to Pakistan Ryan Crocker says the disaster from the quake is utterly overwhelming. 8 American military helicopters are being deployed to carry relief supplies into the quake zone. New Hampshire's governor calls it the worst flooding in his state in 25 years. John Lynch has returned from a trip to Europe to take charge of some 500 National Guard members to help in the assistance from the flooding this past weekend. The most severe flooding is in Keene, where officials estimate at least a third of the downtown area is underwater. It's 4 to 6 feet deep in some places. Transportation commissioner says it could take months to repair damaged roads. A weekend of drenching rain has washed out roads and flooded homes from North Carolina to New England. Hundreds of people have been forced to evacuate. At least four deaths are blamed on the storm. Two New Orleans police officers have been charged with battery after repeatedly punching a 64-year-old man accused of public intoxication outside a bar near Bourbon Street. A third officer has been charged with battery after assaulting an Associated Press television news producer as a cameraman taped the confrontations. Police officials say the three officers have been suspended in order to appear in court at a later date. A dozen high-ranking police department officials watched the APTN footage. Captain Marion DeFillo says it's a troubling tape, no doubt about it, and he says the department will take immediate action. The assaults come as the department, long plagued by allegations of brutality and corruption, struggles with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and the resignation last month of its superintendent. And as doubts grow about her abortion views, Harriet Myers will face vigorous questioning on privacy rights and her qualifications for the U.S. Supreme Court. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News by Relicor. Why did your last diet fail? Stress raises cortisol. Relicor helps reduce cortisol. You need Relicor. Available at retailers nationwide or call 1-800-506-7515.
No, that you don't. I'm Mark Victor Hansen, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. I've teamed up with Robert Allen, my co-author of The 1 Minute Millionaire, to write a new book. It's called Cracking the Millionaire Code. It's a complete program that shows you step by step how to tap your hidden potential and make $1 million in 101 days while staying true to your values, your family, and friends. Cracking the Millionaire Code. It's all you need to succeed. Available wherever books are sold.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, it's going to be a tough ride this morning. You want to give yourself plenty of time. Now, I already have a couple accidents to tell you about. A crash up north. It's sitting southbound I-25, right around 120th. Then watch for a truck that spun out westbound C-470 near Quebec. That's now in the median. And if you're headed to the airport, DIA, we have a car that slid off the road on Pena Boulevard. It's now sitting in the ditch just past I-70. So as you can see, it's a slick, wet ride this morning. Give yourself plenty of time. We're going to have to take it a bit slower than usual. Check out the forecast. It's going to be cold with a mix of rain and snow throughout the day. Highs today around 40. We're only at 33 at the moment. Visit your local GM-certified used vehicle dealer today. Their 110-plus point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM certified. No worries. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick, you just don't get it. Blah, 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 blah. Or treat.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here, just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day. Sign up now on AM760.net.
That's AM760.net.
Then listen for your name right here on AM760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
By the Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies, working with Harvard Medical School to identify and share ways to keep quality health care affordable. On the web at bcbs.com. Obesity has become a way of life. According to the latest from Framingham Heart Study, most adults are at risk of becoming overweight in their lifetimes. In a study that tracked more than 4,000 people over 30 years, 9 out of 10 men and 7 out of 10 women became overweight. And it doesn't matter very much whether you're rich or poor. A separate study done by the University of Iowa has shown that the rich are not immune, and the fat cats in America are getting really fat. The story after this for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Poor reading skills wind up costing America billions of dollars in health care every year. Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans launched a program to improve the reading skills of children by using health-related books. Educating consumers at an early age is a great way to increase health awareness, and it will help to keep health care affordable. To find out more about this, visit bcbs.com, Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. It's an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Protein tends to be expensive. Fresh fruit and vegetables are expensive, too. And rich people have more access to better health care and can better afford spas, gyms, and health club memberships than poor people. And that was why we tended in the past to associate doing well and dressing well with eating well and being well.
We used to think that obesity was
primarily a problem of people in lower socioeconomic groups, and now we've found that it's a problem across all income categories.
Dr. Jennifer Robinson, associate professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, was lead researcher on a study that finds many rich people living a bit too high on the hog, so to speak.
Certainly things that could play a role are eating more food, eating out more, eating more at restaurants, lattes, carry out, or simply that people have less time to exercise because they're working too hard or commuting longer.
Turns out obesity is growing the fastest among Americans who make more than $60,000 a year. The poor are still most likely to be fat, but the affluent are quickly closing the gap.
It was a very big surprise, and so it makes us really kind of have to probably take a step back and rethink some of the concepts that we have, because we're going to probably need to come up with different solutions.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So you had the big meeting yesterday. The boss was cranky from 6 hours on the red eye. Dan left the presentation in the cab, and you sat on a 4-inch window ledge for 90 minutes.
Next time, web conference with Microsoft Office Live Meeting and have a more productive meeting without leaving your office. Present to clients around the globe, collaborate in real time, even get instant feedback by taking a live poll.
Try it free for 14 days at Microsoft.com/WorkLive. That's Microsoft.com/WorkLive or call 1-877-MEET-WEB today.
The Osgood File, October 10th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:08, 8 minutes, no, make it 9, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Periods of snow and a high near 35 today. Here in Boulder, it's just raining. But I understand from John Turk down there in Denver, there's snow on the ground. Correct, John?
That's correct. Quite a bit. That really heavy, wet snow makes it real slushy and nasty driving around this morning down in the Metro Denver area.
Yeah, nothing up here except just rain, basically. All right, 303-713-7600. Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning. And I'm tempted to talk about this for like 2 hours because there's this... And I don't know how many people will notice this in their newspaper this morning, but there's this huge contradiction in the newspaper. Not, I don't know, maybe contradiction is not the right word, but irony, ironic, maybe that'd be the right word. Okay, there's a full-page ad, and by the way, I checked several newspapers across the country, and this ad is running in several papers across the country, including the Washington Post, as well as the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, and I believe it's also in the Los Angeles Times. Marijuana could threaten your teen success. It's a big full, you'll see it today, it's a big full-page ad. The high school years are some of the most important in your son's or daughter's life. This is the time when poor academic performance can compromise a teen's future because low grades and test scores limit options after graduation. As a teen enters high school, they are at increased risk for drug use and drinking. While overall drug use among teens is down in recent years, be sure your teen remains drug-free during these critical years. Marijuana can limit your teen's academic achievement. And this is for parents, the anti-drug is who the ad is for. Now, depending on which newspaper you look at, either a couple of pages before that ad or a couple of pages after that ad, there's an FBI story. The FBI may relax hiring policy on drug use. The FBI, famous for its straight-laced crime-fighting image, is considering whether to relax its hiring rules over how often applicants could have used marijuana or other illegal drugs earlier in their life. Some senior FBI managers have been deeply frustrated that they could not hire applicants whose acknowledged occasional marijuana use in college, but in some cases already performed top-secret work at other government agencies, such as the CIA or the State Department. FBI Director Robert Mueller will make the final decision here pretty soon. We can't say when or if it's going to happen, but we are exploring the possibility. This is according to a spokesman for the FBI. The change would ease limits about how often and how many years ago applicants to jobs such as intelligence analysts, linguists, computer specialists, accountants, and others had used illegal drugs. The rules, however, would not be relaxed for FBI special agents, the fabled G-Men, who conduct most criminal and terrorism investigations. Also, the new plan would continue to ban current drug use. The nation's former anti-drug czar said he understands the FBI's dilemma. Okay, here's my point of bringing all of this up. I was shocked. Well, shock's not the right word, but I was taken aback last night when I heard about this news about the FBI planning to relax these standards. And it seems to me that we can't get a comprehensive kind of a viewpoint about marijuana in this society. And maybe it's come time that we should really have a conversation about marijuana and whether marijuana should be legalized. Now, the FBI's got a deal where you can't get hired by them if you admit to smoking marijuana more than 15 times. Current rules prohibit FBI from hiring anyone who used marijuana in the past 3 years or more than 15 times ever. And the former drug czar, Barry McCaffrey, said the 16th time is a killer. Now, how many of you smoked marijuana when you were in high school? How many of you smoked marijuana when you were in college? How many of you smoke marijuana now? Should marijuana be decriminalized or should it be legalized? 303-713-7600. I mean, think about it. We really don't. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who look at marijuana and they don't equate it with being a gateway drug. They don't equate it with being a harder drug. And I've zigzagged back and forth on this for years. I can't decide one way or the other about this subject. I have talked about it numerous times on the radio. Sometimes I think I'm against legalization. Other times I think I'm for it. Did I do it in my lifetime? Yes, absolutely. I admit to that. That and harder drugs. Am I smoking marijuana now? No. But I can't decide whether it ought to be legal or not. On one hand, if you made it legal, and if you sold it to people over the age of 21, how in any way, shape, or form would that be different than buying booze? Would teenagers still get a hold of marijuana? Yeah, because teenagers still are able to get a hold of booze, and they probably have marijuana now. But what would happen if you decriminalized it and took it off the black market? And you made it totally and completely legal? How much inherent harm would it do to this society, really? How much harm would it do to this society? How bad would it hurt us? And do you agree with the FBI's idea of relaxing their hiring policy on drug use? I just can't make up my mind about this. On one hand, I buy the argument that it's a gateway to harder drugs. But on the other hand, you know, I've had tons of people call me and say, hey, smoking a joint is all I've ever done. So maybe I'm wrong about that. And maybe my head is too stuffed full of propaganda to make an intelligent decision about whether we should be legalizing this thing or not. 303-713-7600, our line's open, and we'll take your calls coming up here. Marijuana legalization, yes or no? What is the proper place in society for pot? AM 760 Boulders, Progressive Colorado. Go to Rocky's Autos with an S on the end of Autos, rockysautos.com, and you can see the inventory right there. And at Rocky's Autos, they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they cover you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they have Carfax, which will show you everything you need to know about the automobile you're about ready to buy. At Rockies, they're open, they're honest, they're just put everything on the table. So get on out there and see my friends at Rockies, all the good folks working out there, from Colby and the Tower of Power to Fred Labrato out there and sales. I mean, all of the folks there are good folks at Rockies. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time to shop. But with the weather the way it is now, you can go to rockysautos.com and you can check out what you want on the website, pre-qualify for a car loan, and don't forget about their matching down. Their matching down incentive, which is going on up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got...
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich, too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
55 Tree or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
620, 20 minutes after 6. High today. Grizzly. Periods of snow, high near 35. Right now, only rain here in Boulder. But chance of precipitation, about 100% new snow accumulation, 3 to 7 inches possible. All right, we're talking about marijuana here this morning and the idea that the FBI may relax the hiring policy on drug use and that we don't really, I don't know, should things about marijuana, should the policy national, should marijuana be legalized? That's, I guess, what I'm asking at the bottom line here. And it's kind of weird that this story runs because in the a couple of pages away from the story is a big the anti-drug, and they have a big thing in here about a marijuana. And a big anti-marijuana ad. Let's go to Don in Lakewood. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Don. How about you?
Driving in the rain.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
yes, legalize it. Yes, do it now, today. There are so many people in prison right now for violation of a stupid law, an ineffective law, a ridiculous law, that we can't hold pedophiles. We can't hold rapists. We can't hold people who commit violent crime because we've got mandatory sentencing for people who do drug crime. And No, I don't think marijuana is a gateway drug. No, I don't think that it's any more a gateway drug, at least, than alcohol is. I think that we need to wake up in this country and make the conscious decision that we're going to be responsible for our own actions and we're going to do the right thing. And the right thing is legalize marijuana, make it so that people can buy it legitimately, decriminalize people who, you know, I mean, be surprised, CEOs, doctors, lawyers, all kinds of people out there smoke pot, all kinds. I haven't smoked pot in 20 years myself. It was the last drug I ever did, and just in case I ever apply to the FBI, I did it exactly 14 and a half times.
Then you're lucky. You can get in.
Exactly. My bong broke on the 14th attempt at usage. You know, it's just right in the middle of it. It just quit working, no draw. I don't know if it was plugged or what. But anyway, so I think it's just ridiculous that in this country, and especially ridiculous that Republicans who call themselves defenders of personal freedom would want to take something away as harmless as smoking pot. Now, with that, like anything else, you can overdo smoking pot. You can overdo drinking. You can overdo smoking. Eating, big thing.
Yeah, really. I hear you.
You know, so a little personal responsibility, legalize it, tax it, there's just not that big a deal around it. And yet people will get their undies in a ruffle about this like nothing else. And it's ridiculous.
All right,
like
John.
Like I said earlier, you can't hold a pedophile in jail, but you can hold somebody who bought a dime bag? Please.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate it, Don. Thank you, and be safe out there.
You too, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Russ on C-470. Russ, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, I think this is the perfect time to talk about marijuana and whether or not it should be legalized. What I'd like to do is expose probably the biggest scam regarding marijuana and why it's illegal right now that's ever been perpetrated on the American people. Everybody thinks marijuana is illegal because it's a gateway drug and blah, blah, blah. The truth is that that is absolutely not the reason why marijuana is illegal.
Why is it illegal?
The reason why marijuana is illegal is because pound for pound, that plant produces more methanol than any other plant on the planet. And if we switched to a methanol source for fuel for automobiles, people would be paying between 50 and 75 cents a gallon for methanol, as opposed to, what is it, $2.75 a gallon to $3 a gallon right now for gasoline?
Yeah, it'd be about $3 a gallon.
Yeah, not only that, when you burn methanol for a fuel, it produces carbon dioxide. Plants just love carbon dioxide, and it would actually green up the planet. When you burn gasoline, it produces carbon monoxide, which kills everything. It's a completely renewable resource that you can actually distill as opposed to having to use, like, these huge oil refineries. And let me ask you, Jay, what farmer in his right mind would say, oh, no, I really want to, like, get my gasoline from Conoco instead of, you know, growing 40 acres of hemp on their plant, on their farm, distilling it in their barn and having enough methanol to run every piece of machinery on their farm for the rest of the year?
Well, I think most farmers would probably go for that. This is the first I've ever heard of the hemp plant manufacturing methanol. But what about the idea for those people who want to smoke marijuana? Should it be legalized?
Absolutely. This is one of the least toxic drugs on the planet. In order to have an overdose, I believe it was the Dow Chemical Corporation in the 1970s came up with a synthetic analog of the THC molecule, which is the active ingredient in marijuana that gets people high. They had to do that in order to make it injectable, to make it concentrated enough, and they injected the equivalent of 1,000 marijuana joints into a little white laboratory mouse before it would finally kill the mouse. That's how non-toxic this substance is. And just for all the people out there listening, the source I'm getting this from is a book by actually a friend of mine named Jack Ferrer. The book is called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. It's also titled Everything You Should Have Learned About Marijuana But Weren't Taught in School. This is just the tip of the iceberg. If marijuana was legalized as a medicine and sold, it would actually, in its different extracts and formulations, be able eventually to take over between 40 and 60% of the prescription drug market and do it better, safer, and with less side effects than the drugs that are currently available. It's also the strongest, longest-lasting, naturally occurring fiber known to man. That's why the original Levi Strauss blue jeans were hemp cloth, dyed blue, and riveted together. It just goes on and on and on in this book. I was privileged enough to work with Jack Herrera distributing the book when it first came out, and I got to see the original research that the man did. He didn't put anything in this book that he couldn't back up with at least three sources, credible sources for his information. It is nothing but truth about marijuana.
Then why is it always, if marijuana is this miracle plant, I mean, the hemp plant is this miracle plant. What's the reasoning behind it being illegal?
Because back at the turn of the 20th century, the powers that be, the J. Paul Gettys, discovered crude oil, and they found in that a replacement for whale oil and kerosene. And with the advent of the automobile, they wanted a centralized source of power to power these cars so that they could make all the money. And it's as simple as that. It's a centralized source of power. These giant corporations are in control of it. They don't want mom and pop to set up a distillery and make their own power in their backyard. They would lose billions of dollars probably a month if this news ever got out. I have been waiting for the gas prices to go up and for people to get angry enough to finally look into this and get past all of the propaganda, you know, the reefer madness propaganda that's been spread over the substance, and finally wake up and realize that the government has been scamming the people for the last 100 years.
Okay, Russ, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you for the information.
Thanks, Jay.
You got it. All right, 303-713-7600. Should marijuana be legalized? The FBI is talking about relaxing its hiring on drug use. Particularly marijuana. They say if you smoke it 15 times, you could. Well, actually, they're talking about applicants about how often they've used marijuana or other illegal drugs in their lifetime. The FBI says that you can not have smoked it more than 15 times in your lifetime, and they're thinking about relaxing that. Also, no current drug use. You can't be using it now, of course. As long as the drug use is behind you. I'm asking you, is it time to legalize marijuana here? And having a general discussion about the legalization of marijuana, with this story running on one page of the newspaper and a giant anti-pot ad running on the other. Do we have a schizophrenia about marijuana in this country? 303-713-7600, 630 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic on this sloppy, wet morning with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay, and you said it right, dealing with slick, wet roads, backsplash on the highways, making it real tough to see where you're going and ideal for hydroplaning. Now, crews are busy with a bunch of crashes in both directions of I-25 between Monument Hill and Larkspur. Now, one of them's a rollover, another one a car and a semi, so some backups in that area this morning. Also, watch for a truck that's spun out. It's westbound C-470 near Quebec. That's now on the median. And if you're off to DIA, Pena Boulevard, have a car that slid off the road there. It's now sitting in the ditch just past I-70. So as you can see, you want to give yourself plenty of time and take it slower than usual this morning. Now, checking the forecast, going to be cold with a mix of snow and rain throughout the day, and highs only hitting about 40. We're at 33 at the moment. At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a fantastic haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Who acknowledged occasional marijuana use in college, but in some cases already performed top-secret work for other government agencies, such as the CIA or the State Department. Now, Robert Mueller, the director of the FBI, is going to make a decision on this. And we can't say when or if it's going to happen, but we are exploring the possibility that the FBI may relax its drug use law. The rules, however, would not be relaxed for FBI special agents, the fabled G-Men, who conduct most criminal and terrorism investigations. Also, the new plan would continue to ban current drug use. Now, there's a big ad this morning in the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post. Marijuana could threaten your teen's success. Marijuana can limit your teen's academic achievements. And this is signed by the Academy of American Physicians, the American Council on Education, the American School Counselors Association, Educational Testing Service, Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities, I mean, I've got a long list of people here who are in this ad. But is it time now to reevaluate our stance on marijuana? And I'm only talking about marijuana. I'm not talking about harder drugs. But is it time to reevaluate our stance and perhaps look at the idea that maybe marijuana should be legalized? That it should be sold. Just like you sell booze. Just like you sell beer. Just like you sell wine. Just like you sell scotch. And should it be taken off of the quote-unquote black market? I don't even know why I said quote-unquote black market, but should we rethink this? And, you know, if there are any parents out there, how do you explain to your kids about marijuana? What do you say to them? And how many of us as kids are as teenagers now, the baby boom generation, how many of us as teenagers didn't smoke pot? Or maybe you're currently smoking pot. Let's go to Jim in Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760. Oh, Jim just faded away. All right. So how many of you will call here at 303-713-7600 and either admit that you have smoked it or that you're smoking it now? Not the very minute you're on the phone with me, but that you're an occasional marijuana user. All right, we're going to try Jim again. Jim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I'm holding in my book here, The Emporium Wears No Clothes. Oh, no, Emperor.
You mean the Emperor.
Emperor. I got my glasses off backwards. The Emperor Wears No Clothes by Jack H-E-R-E-R.
Herrera,
yeah, the number one best-selling hemp book of all times. You get this book and you start reading through the history of marijuana, the usage of it, and you discover that it has never been considered in the ages past anything evil or anything that should be considered detriment to society or your health. That most of the reasons that the marijuana was outlawed was because they came up with synthetic materials to replace it. And
you know, the one thing I've never seen is a concrete medical study. And I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but I've never seen a concrete medical study that indicates that smoking marijuana is harmful to your health.
Well, I'm sure that I could probably go out and find several people like you probably could that are in their 50s that have probably been playing around with it all their lives.
Right, exactly.
And George Stephanopoulos, I always pronounce his name wrong on Sunday morning.
Stephanopoulos.
Yeah. He always does the memorial list of all the people that have died. Entertainers, soldiers, of course. There is no list that I can find of anybody that has ever died from smoking marijuana.
I've never heard of anybody ever dying from smoking it.
Right.
But are we being socially irresponsible by advocating its legalization?
Well, I can't imagine how you can be socially irresponsible when you're socially irresponsible allowing alcohol, which I think if you ask most people, would rather have the driver behind the car. Or their whatever, that would be the worst case scenario. The driver behind the car smokes a joint, or the driver behind the car slams down a half a pint of bourbon. I would definitely get in the car with the guy that smoked the pot. It goes back to the puritanical ideology of this country, which is based upon the fact that we all need to be pure. Well, unfortunately, that's not the case, and as consulting adults, we should be able to go out and participate in this. I've never been to Amsterdam, but from what I understand, you can go over there and there's no problem. People are getting high. People are having a good time. They don't leave the bars and start fighting and pulling out their guns and start shooting at each other.
Well, this is a society, though, that's wrapped in a mass of contradictions. I mean, we're contradictory about marijuana, but yet cigarettes are legal. We know that causes lung cancer. We know that booze can cause problems, particularly alcoholism and drunk driving, and yet it's legal. But marijuana, which you're right, I've never heard of anybody dying from marijuana overdose, is illegal.
And one other point, too, when they create cigarettes, they don't just simply take the tobacco and dry it out, process it, and roll it up. They add chemicals to it,
right.
Formaldehyde being one of them. And they add these chemicals to it so that it burns quickly. If you put a cigarette down in an ashtray, it burns right up. You put a joint down in an ashtray, it goes right out.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's chemicals that are added to cigarettes for the profit of the tobacco industry, and of course, no consideration at all for the health of the consumer. Marijuana, I don't see these people sitting around thinking, what can we add to our marijuana to make it smoke faster? What can we add to the, what chemical can we add to
it? Well, that's because big companies don't have a hold of it. Jim, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, pal.
Take care. Yeah, that's big companies are not involved in it. So, you know, it's all underground. But what happens if big companies did become involved in it? And how is it that marijuana is illegal, but, you know, something, liquor and cigarettes, and we know cigarettes kill us, and yet it remains illegal. 303-713-7600, one line open here. 641, 19 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760, Bold Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up about the FBI relaxing their rules for marijuana use and why it is that we have all of this contradiction about marijuana, and maybe it's just...
No kidding. See store for details. Baldy Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Tell them you heard it on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and you get 20% off. Call Foot Effects, 1-866-886-FOOT, or stop by the new store in Westminster, and Friday be a good time to stop by, because I'll be there. I believe I'll be there between 11 and 1 at 120th and Sheridan. And you can check out Foot Effects online, too, at FOOTEFX.com. You're in good hands at Foot Effects, the leader in foot comfort, a store just designed for those of us that are active adults or on our feet all day, like myself, hitting that treadmill, trying to get these pounds off.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Coming down where you are, please drive carefully. We're talking about marijuana at the top of the hour. We'll talk to Susan Turnbull from the DNC about the delay, Rove, and Myers. But you know, and then get back on this, because, man, this to me is like worth a couple hours at least, about this country's contradictory and kind of mixed-up attitude towards marijuana. And what started this is the FBI is thinking about relaxing their hiring policy on drug use. And then, like a couple of pages away from that story, is a huge anti-pot ad this morning in the newspaper. All right, let's go to William in Lafayette. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, William.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with your last callers. Right off the bat, I can say I totally agree with your last callers. But what I really wanted to talk about was is these marijuana ads they've shown on television. You know, they have two kids sitting on a couch or whatnot, and they're getting all high and whatnot, and they grab their parents' gun and start shooting each other or whatnot. I just think that's utterly ridiculous because I think that, you know, hopped up on enough caffeine or hopped up on enough alcohol, one can make the exact same mistake, you know?
Well, certainly there are lots of cases of people getting drunk and engaging in violence. No question about that.
And I'm not saying that that's the probable thing to happen. I'm just saying that when you show these ads, you're trying to attack people from an emotional basis instead of from an intellectual basis, you know?
Right.
And honestly, I mean, the marijuana, you're right. I think it was your last caller said, you know, no one dies on marijuana, but, you know, you have people dying of, you know, cirrhosis of the liver or whatnot all the time from alcohol. It's just it's kind of confusing how you can, you know, drink alcohol and kill yourself but not smoke weed and not kill yourself. I don't
know. All right, so is it time to legalize?
Yeah, I definitely think it's time to legalize.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, William. Let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ken.
In the age of shrub, the only rational response is marijuana.
Yeah, right.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I hadn't had a drink in 10 years. And, you know, like a year into this guy's presidency, you know, I started having, drinking a little bit. It was the same thing with pot. I mean, you know, I'm a middle-aged professional guy. I hadn't had any in a long time.
So you decided to have some?
Yeah. You know, it's not a big deal for me. I mean, it's a social thing. I don't get in the car and drive. I don't hurt anybody. It's not a financial hardship. It's, you know, this is America.
But yet, you know, you have all of these organizations that are signing on to this idea about, well, of course, they're talking about pot and teenagers now. And what I'm basically talking about is I'm talking about adults and marijuana. I'm not talking about kids.
You know, I wouldn't do it around kids. If I had children, I wouldn't do it because I would want to lead by example. But I don't have any children, so and I certainly wouldn't encourage some teenager in school or even a college student. Hell, I smoked mountains of it in college, and I have the GPA to prove it. But, you know, for an adult, a consenting adult who has looked at things and looked at, you know, taking into effect the cost, the pluses and minuses, you know, that's a decision I get to make. I'm a grown-up. And for adults, I don't have a real problem with it.
All right, so you want to legalize it.
Well, sure. I mean, we have spent, I mean, just think what we've spent on the war on drugs generally.
A lot of money.
And the war on pot specifically. And pot, I mean, pot and cocaine are two very different animals. Pot and heroin are two very different animals. And like you said, I've never read of anybody that died of a marijuana overdose.
No, I never have.
I mean, they may have had a heart attack from too many trips to the drive-thru, But, you know, I've never heard of anybody getting sick from smoking dope.
No, me neither. Ken, thank you, man.
Have a white Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Oh, Lord. 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's go to Kurt in Arvada. Kurt, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
You're doing good, Kurt. What about yourself?
I'm doing good. Jay, what I want to talk about, your subject here, whether or not we should make marijuana legal or not. I want to point out that marijuana was illegally made illegal. There was never one test done, not one second of testing done to establish that it was a Class A narcotic before they passed the prohibition. They created the prohibition through that tax law. And it's basically unconstitutional. Like when we had a prohibition on alcohol, we had a constitutional amendment.
Right.
And the only reason that they claimed they can control marijuana was that they said it was a Class A narcotic. Tests have since established that it is not a Class A narcotic. There's not one shred of evidence out there to support that it is addictive physically. You know, obviously you can get addicted to ice cream or coffee or anything like that. But marijuana is totally non-addictive. Out of all of the recreational drugs, it's the only one that's like that.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me about it is the weird kind of twisted logic that, you know, that you can't buy marijuana if you're an adult over the age of 21. You can't even smoke it for medicinal purposes in a lot of states. And then you get into this whole situation of you can go into any liquor store, you can go into any, convenience place and buy a pack of cigarettes, and cigarettes and tobacco kill you.
Well, and alcohol kills you, too. I mean, look at the kids up at the colleges who drink themselves to death. You cannot do that with marijuana. It's non-toxic. And it's just amazing how that happens. You know, it had a lot to do with there's a book out by a guy named Jack Herr. It's called The Emperor Has No Clothes.
Right,
and it totally documents the hemp position. Like, it was the DuPonts who were, like, killing the hemp industry back in the late 30s. And the way they did it was they came off like marijuana was a racial thing. You know, like, it gained a lot of popularity during Prohibition, and so they said, oh, well, blacks are using it to break down the morals of white women, and they actually said that on the floor of Congress.
I wonder what would happen if you had a president who ran for election, one of the things that he talked about would be the advocating the legalization of marijuana. I wonder if he could win doing that.
Well, you know, I think you should advocate the whole hemp industry coming back. For example, you know, we talked about our dependence on oil. You can make fuel from marijuana. You can make paper from marijuana. You
right, yeah. Earlier callers have pointed that out.
It's just amazing what they did, what the DuPont specifically with Harry Anslinger did to the hemp industry to kill the competition because they had just invented synthetic fabric, you know, like polyester. We gave up hemp for polyester.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that argument
it's
before.
It's disgusting that then they make a thing with, well, you know, we can't legalize it. There's not enough information to show that it's safe enough to legalize. Well, you know, there wasn't enough information to show that it should have been made illegal, you know. Like, you turn the argument against them, there was never any research done to establish that it was a Class A narcotic. It's the worst law. You'd think all these conservatives who love the Constitution would be all over that one, but they're not.
Yeah, you would be. Kurt, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jerry in Boulder. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I agree with what a lot of your callers have stated so far as the argument to go ahead and legalize, but I would have to say maybe from selfish motives and from a concern about how it would affect our economy, I say maybe we should keep it illegal.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Well, an ounce of high-grade cannabis right now goes for about $350. And if it were to become legal, I'm sure that would drop considerably.
Yeah, because it would be easy to get.
And it would affect a lot of growers in California and Oregon, Colorado, I believe, people that make their livelihood off selling high-grade cannabis.
Yeah, but still, they could, go from having to plant the plants in places where the government can't find it to growing it and making it and doing it out in the open.
And there's plenty of law enforcement money made off of it as well. Marijuana happens to be easier to enforce because it takes, you know, 45 days to grow a marijuana plant where you can set up a meth lab and create it in no time, you know.
But you can also take those law enforcement resources that you put towards busting people with marijuana and put it towards getting people who are making harder drugs like meth.
That's true. That's true, definitely.
I mean, I vacillate, as I said when I started talking about this, like right after 6 o'clock, I mean, I vacillate back and forth about whether it should be legal or illegal, but I can't figure, you know, to me, it defies rationalization, it defies logic that marijuana would be illegal. Yet, you know, you could buy a Camel straight tomorrow in a supermarket, and we know that cigarettes kill you.
Well, you know, there's no mistake that the prohibition of marijuana began right after the prohibition of alcohol ended. Harry Anslinger you know, basically said, we've got all this law enforcement set up to do something. We're fighting prohibition. We, you know, I can't just fire all these guys, tell them to find another line of work.
Well, now in the year 2005, if we legalized marijuana, we could shift resources to trying to get the drugs that really do count. Plus, we could shift resources to other law enforcement problems in the country.
I think it would have to be something that's done slowly, because I think an instant change like that would drastically affect the economy in ways that we don't understand. Because, as you said before, there are two economies. There's a legit economy and an illegitimate economy.
Yeah, but those people in the illegitimate economy can move into the sunlight and become legitimate. You still have to have somebody to grow it and process it.
Yeah, I just don't know that it can be done in the same way. I'm just, you know, I say keep it illegal and keep those profit margins high.
Well, it seems to me.
Greed.
It seems to me to be silly. You know, it seems to me to just to be silly. It really
it
does. I mean, if it's bad for you, as a lot of the authorities allege, then you know something. Sore cigarettes, sore booze. Why are those legal?
Anything you smoke is going to be bad for you. There's all kinds of, you know, chemicals that get created by the oxygenation of the plant. You know, a lot that we don't understand the effects. We're just now seeing the long-term effects on long-term marijuana users. And a lot of my friends have smoked pot for, you know, 30 years. I don't see any negative effects on them. Maybe I'm blind to it, but I see a lot worse effects of long-term alcohol use.
Yeah, you know, well, the long-term effects of alcohol use you can see on any street corner.
Definitely.
You know, you certainly can. All right, Jerry, thanks, man.
No problem.
All right, 303-713-7600. Now, coming up at the top of the hour, we're right after the news. We're going to talk to Susan Turnbull from the DNC. We'll talk about delay. We'll talk about Bolton. I got John Bolton on my mind this morning. We'll talk about Karl Rove and also about Heidi Myers nomination. And then I want to jump back into this again and continue the conversation about it, about the legalization of marijuana and these big ads that appear this morning in the Post and the Rocky. And then there's this FBI maybe relaxing its hiring policy on drug use. And if we really should legalize this stuff and get this whole controversy over one way or the other. So we'll continue here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's wet, it's slushy out there. If you're out driving, please be extremely careful.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a Boulder new.
AM 760,
Jay Marvin, Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rhodes,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Now more progressive.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. 2 days after a monster earthquake leveled parts of South Asia, search teams are still pulling bodies from the rubble and saving some people buried alive. Estimates put the number of lives lost at more than 30,000. CBS's Richard Roth tells us what you'd see with your own eyes if you were in Pakistan.
What you see in the city of Muzaffarabad are people still digging with picks and shovels and with their hands at torn down structures, at rubble, at debris.
More than 2 million are homeless. A desperate situation, says aid official Fiza Jun Muhammad.
Water is scarce. The dead, some dead were to be seen on the road, unattended. Whereas in other areas, one could see the dead being buried without any funeral rites.
The United States will help with $50 million in relief money. 8 heavy-lift military helicopters reached Pakistan earlier today to help deliver relief supplies and equipment. In this country, at least 4 people were killed by heavy weekend rains up and down the eastern seaboard. One North Carolina town measured 15 inches of rain. The Colorado Rockies are in for as much as 2 feet of snow.
It's that real slushy, wet kind of snow. It's sticking. It's kind of the snow you would use to make snowballs or snowmen. Out on the roads, it's really slushy out there. People are driving pretty fast, though. It's just kind of wet, huge puddles, some hydroplaning, and it's a lot of buildup on the windshields.
KCNC-TV's Jennifer Cabana in Aurora, Colorado, just outside Denver. The government's top health official is overseas to find out more about the deadly potential of bird flu. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Health Secretary Michael Levitt calls for stepped-up international cooperation as he starts a tour of countries already fighting bird flu. Microbiologist Doris Booker believes speeding vaccine production and moving quickly on immunizations are the keys to stopping any outbreak.
We want to use all of our resources to help whichever country where we see the virus flaring up.
But Health Secretary Levitt admits precautions are still incomplete, even as many medical experts warn that avian flu is the world's number one public health threat. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Two New Orleans police officers are in trouble for allegedly pummeling an elderly drunk on Bourbon Street. A third policeman is accused of assaulting a TV cameraman who was recording the scene.
This will be a criminal investigation by the police department where we will take immediate action.
Police spokesman Marlon DeFilo.
Robert Aumann.
This year's Nobel Prize in Economics goes to Israeli-American citizen Robert Aumann and Thomas Schelling of the University of Maryland. Their work on game theory analysis helped explain how conflict and cooperation can affect world trade, labor negotiations, and other complex economic relationships. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So get Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-800-4-EQUIFAX.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Score Power from Equifax. From
Wells Fargo. No matter what stage you're at in life, nobody can help you like Wells Fargo. The next stage.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We give yourself plenty of time this morning because we're dealing with wet roads and it's icy on bridges, ramps, and overpasses. So take it a little slower than usual. Otherwise, you might get yourself into a hydroplaning situation. Now, crews are busy with a bunch of accidents in both directions of I-25 down south between Monument Hill and Larkspur. One of these is a rollover, another one a car and a semi, so expect delays whether you're headed northbound or southbound. And also getting word of a crash on the tollway, E-470 at 120th, also another one on that road at Peoria. Now, I-25 seeing the usual bunching from 104th into downtown. It's your T-Rex. I-70 loaded up in both directions on your approach to I-25. And things are picking up around town on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Expect a slow ride eastbound on the Turnpike as you make your way between Federal and Pecos. Now, check out the forecast. It's going to be cold today. Mix of rain and snow with highs today right around 40. It's 33 degrees at the moment. At Romano's Macaroni Grill, they saute a tender chicken breast along with mushrooms, artichokes, and prosciutto to create their chicken scallopini. Try their chicken scallopini today for only $11.99, only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
She says everything I want to say. She has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted.
Oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes. I think she...
3-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Nice to talk to you on this Monday morning. Be careful out there if you're driving. Periods of snow, high near 35. Right now in Boulder, it's just rain. No snow here. At least I can't detect any right now. But I understand that there is snow in parts of the Front Range. And this hour's $1,000 name is Jeffrey Stuckey. Jeffrey Stuckey of Denver, cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. And, John Turk, do we have some school closings and some delays?
Yeah, if you wanted me to do that right now, I can run it down real quickly. All Souls Elementary is closed. Bennett closed. Byers Schools closed. Cedarwood Christian Academy closed. Cherry Creek School District, they are having 30-minute delays for all schools in Cherry Creek. Douglas County Schools are running on a one-hour delay. Elbert County Charter School closed. Elizabeth and C1 one-hour delay. Englewood Schools closed today. Expeditionary Learning School, one-hour delay. Mullen High School, one-hour delay. Kiowa closed. Lyman closed. Lutheran High School of the Rockies, 90-minute delay. So you got an hour and a half delay there at Lutheran High School of the Rockies. Montessori School of Castle Rock, one-hour delay. Our House in Evergreen Academy closed. Pikes Peak Christian School, delayed start. It does not say how long, but there is a delay start at Pikes Peak Christian. Platte College, one-hour delay. Platte Canyon School District in Bailey closed. Regis Jesuit High School, one-hour delay. Summit County Christian School closed. Swink is closed. And Trinity Lutheran in Franktown has a 90-minute delay. And if you guys have any problems, you can call me here in the studio, 303-713-7600, and I'll get you those school closures. Back to you, Jay.
All right, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And let's talk to Susan Turnbull from the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and we'll talk to her about just all the various things that are going on in Washington, D.C. And there's enough investigations there to keep anybody busy, right, Susan?
You're absolutely right, Jay.
Where do things stand right now in the Tom DeLay indictments?
Well, he's got two indictments out, and basically, so instead of recognizing that clearly some his juries of his own peers felt that he had done something wrong, he's now attacking the prosecutor. That's DeLay's issue. He's been replaced by Roy Blunt, and Roy Blunt has concerns. There are concerns about Roy Blunt because he took donations from Jack Abramoff, who's also been indicted, and that Roy Blunt also has had some of the same kind of money transfers that Tom DeLay did. So there's all sorts of stuff going on, swirling around, that clearly looks like we're going to be seeing a lot of the same old for the next several months.
Yeah, there was some nominee, I talked about it last week, I can't think of the guy's name now, in the Attorney General's office, office,
yep.
And he had to withdraw his nomination because he's got ties to Abramoff.
That's exactly right. His name is Tim Flanagan.
That's it, Flanagan.
And he was picked for the number two spot at the Justice Department. He's been a top executive of Tyco International, and he basically pulled his name out over the weekend to say, we need a number two person. His excuse was we needed a number two person at the Justice Department, which clearly we do need. But at the same time, he felt that he was not going to be able to be the person to do that because of his investigations.
Boy, you know, it's almost, you want to ask the question, is there anybody in Washington, D.C. that Abramoff hasn't touched?
It's pretty remarkable, I must say that. I mean, and what is swirling around is that we've talked about it and said it several times, it's this culture of cronyism and corruption that is surrounding George Bush and the Republican administration right now that is putting just so many people under fire. And since we last talked, we just talked a week ago, and since we've talked, we have the issue with Karl Rove coming back up, and Valerie Plame, and
yeah, Karl Rove's scheduled to go before the grand jury. I think it for the fourth time, and I think it's this week sometime. He's supposed to do that.
That's right. And there's every indication that there are going to be indictments coming out of the grand jury around the Valerie Plame case, and that it's very likely and possible that both Karl Rove and Libby from Vice President Cheney's office are going to be indicted. I mean, it is pretty remarkable. Every
yeah, there's
day
a, there's
pick up
a
the newspaper and see what's new, and to turn on the radio and get more news.
There's a Newsweek report from Michael Isikoff that the White House is handling a potentially crucial email sent by a senior aide, Karl Rove, 2 years ago, set off a chain of events that led to Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald to summon Rove for a fourth grand jury appearance this week. His return has created heightened concern among White House officials and their allies that Fitzgerald may be preparing to bring indictments when a federal grand jury that has been investigating the CIA leak agents, the leak of the CIA agent's identity expires at the end of October. Now, this is key. Robert Luskin, Roe's lawyer, tells Newsweek that in his last conversation with Fitzgerald, the prosecutor assured Luskin he has not made any decisions. Now, it used to be that Robert Luskin would say, well, my client is not a target of any kind of an investigation.
Right.
Now we're getting that the prosecutor, Fitzgerald, hasn't made any decisions.
Right. I think that's exactly right. Karl Rove's attorney has parsed his words very differently right now, and that's something that we're seeing over and over again from... He said he's not received a letter. He used to say he wasn't a target. Now he's saying he hasn't received a target letter. Then they're saying, but you don't have to get a target letter to be a target of the investigation. And so things are going on and on and around and through. And I think what we're seeing more than anything else is just all of this has long-term implications for the rest of us. We saw last week. Something that I feel very strongly about. My husband was in New York last week, and he said it was crazy that basically what we had was the city of New York, who was operating under a terror threat, and the Department of Homeland Security is going, oh, no, don't worry about that, even though we told you that that's a problem. Don't worry about that. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, here we are at 4 years after 9/11, and they still can't get their acts together.
Yeah, on its face. And basically... then we have the president makes a nomination for the Supreme Court that is universally panned by his own party. And I think that, again, is something that shows there's a lot of confusion right now, and it's because they're spending too much time on investigation. They're spending too much time defending themselves against investigations that are merited.
Maybe well, there's also a story this morning in the Washington Post. Let me quote a little bit from it. Republican politicians in multiple states have recently decided not to run for the Senate next year, stirring anxiety among Washington operatives about the effectiveness of the party's recruiting efforts and whether this signals a broader decline in GOP congressional prospects. Prominent Republicans have passed up races in North Dakota, West Virginia, both GOP-leaning states with potentially vulnerable Democratic incumbents. Earlier, Republican recruiters on Capitol Hill and the White House failed to lure their first choices to run in Florida and in Michigan and also in Vermont. Is something going on out there with the GOP? You'd have to say yes.
I think absolutely. I bring it back when I think back. The last time the Democrats had a huge, huge year was 1974. I know that's a long, long time ago, but there's a lot of parallels. In 1974, we were in the midst of an unpopular war. We were also, we had a White House where the president in his second term was mired in scandal, was surrounded by scandal. We had an energy crisis. And Democrats took 72 seats. I think the time's ripe right now that all of those sort of stars are lining up. And I think we're going to have a very good year in 2006.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think this president's way, way, way in trouble in his second year. And I also understand that Democrats are getting ready to come out with their own kind of contract for America that they're putting together. Is that true? That's putting together, to confront such issues as health care, homeland security, the environment, the war in Iraq. Have you heard that?
Yes, actually. The Democratic National Committee is part of a plan working with the leaders of the House and the Senate to make sure that we make our mission and our message clear to the American people, and the plan is and what we've been doing is hearing from our state Democratic parties and people from across the country and what they feel that the best issues are and the most important issues are for our nation, and that we're taking this from outside the Beltway. We're getting the information from across the country, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to come out clearly and straightforwardly on where we stand on issues.
All right, Susan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Happy
holiday. Okay, you got it. Yeah, happy holiday to you, too.
Okay.
All right, there's Susan Turnbull from the DNC and a little about what's going on in Washington, and there is a lot going on in Washington, D.C. And can you dig it that the president, to get that Bush, is under fire from all directions, and that Roe may yet be indicted? And if you watch Bill Maher over the weekend, I mean, Bill Maher was talking as if Rove was definitely going to be indicted. All right, 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 on AM.
A new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
6880.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 720, 20 minutes after 7. Actually, now it's just rolling over to 721. 21 minutes after 7. Periods of snow. High today, 35. Nothing but rain here in Boulder, but it is snowing in other parts of the Front Range. 303-713-7600, and we have some other information about the school closings. Mr. Turk?
Yeah, Jay, I mentioned earlier that I think all schools in Englewood close. That is not correct. Sherlin Elementary and Sinclair Middle Schools are the only ones that are closed in that Englewood school district. So, again, Sherlin Elementary and Sinclair Middle School closed today.
Okay, not all Englewood schools are closed. So
unfortunately, the high schoolers got to get there, man.
Yep, you got to. If you're going to high school in Englewood, you got to get there. Okay. All right, 303-713-7600. If you're just turning the radio on, we're having this discussion before Susan Turnbull came on and before the news about marijuana. There's kind of an ironic mix of news this morning in that the FBI, famous for its straight-laced crime-fighting image, is considering whether to relax its hiring rules over how often applicants could have used marijuana or other illegal drugs earlier in life. Some senior FBI managers have been deeply frustrated that they could not hire applicants who acknowledged occasional marijuana use in college, but in some cases already perform top-secret work at other government agencies, such as the CIA or the State Department. FBI Director Robert Mueller will make the final decision on this. We can't say when or if this is going to happen, but we are exploring the possibility. This is according to a spokesperson, Stephen Kodiak, for the FBI. The change would ease limits about how often and how many years ago applicants for such jobs as intelligence analysts, linguists, computer specialists, accountants, and others had used illegal drugs. The rules, however, would not be relaxed for FBI special agents and the fabled G-men who conduct most criminal and terrorist investigations. Also, the new plan would continue to ban current drug use. The nation's former anti-drug czar says he understands the FBI's dilemma. The integrity of the FBI is a known national treasure that must be protected, said retired General Barry R. McCaffrey, who used to head the White House Office of National Drug and Control Policy. But there should be no hard, fast rule that suggests that you can't even have used drugs, as long as it's clear that it's behind you and you're overwhelmingly likely to remain drug-free. You should be eligible. Now, that story is in the news. And then, if you look at the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and you look at the Denver Post, there's a big full-page ad. Marijuana could threaten your teen success. The high school years are some of the most important in your son or daughter's life. This is a time when poor academic performance can compromise a teen's future because low grades and test scores limit options. Now, I'm not suggesting that marijuana be legal for anybody under the age of 21. I'm suggesting that perhaps it's time to legalize it for those of us that are over 21. And that we have this kind of schizophrenia when it comes to marijuana, in that there are other things out there that are legal that are just as harmful or worse, such as cigarette smoke and cigarette smoking, which causes lung cancer. And I got to tell you, I had a right-wing partner once before I came here, and she would argue this point with me that secondhand smoke was harmful and that smoking cigarettes doesn't cause cancer if you smoke in moderation. We talk about a ridiculous argument. And I'm not sure how I feel about the legalization of marijuana. 303-713-7600. Should we change the rules in this country so that you could go into a liquor store, that you could go into a grocery store, that you could go buy marijuana cigarettes the same way you buy tobacco or alcohol? Is it time to make that change? 303-713-7600. Or you could buy a pack of Marlboro Greens. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Let's go to Evan Longmont. Evan, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Evan, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, and I'm completely with all the other callers that say it should be legalized. We're led to believe that the drug war in general is under the guise of public safety, but yet our politicians will sign waivers every year to exempt alcohol and tobacco from the Schedule I drug use schedule. These are drugs that have no medical use, extremely addictive, et cetera, et cetera. So it seems to me that the marijuana prohibition must be about something else.
And what do you think? What do you think that something else is?
Well, rich people do as many drugs as poor people do, if not more. But how many millionaires do you see in jail for drugs? Not very many. I think this is a way to criminalize a large segment of impoverished people to keep them from being productive in, say, like the political system, for example. Throughout history, when rich people make the laws, poor people go to jail in droves, and this is what we have in America right now.
So you think it's a class war issue?
Partly, yes. I think it's a way to criminalize a huge segment of society, to where they wouldn't be able to be productive in, say, like the political arena. When was the last time you saw a flannel shirt in the halls of Congress? You know, these people are wearing $2,000 suits and flying all over the place on our dime doing whatever the hell they want, and we're just going to prison by droves. The drug war in general has turned a free country into the world's largest prison population, And if you think about this, we have about 6% of the world's population. In the world, there are about 8 million people in prison, and we have 2 million here in this country. So 6% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prison population. Just because somebody in a $2,000 suit tells you you live in a free country doesn't mean it's so.
Yeah, I also to think about, too, about, once again, this gets under the whole idea of government intervention. If you're over the age of 21, you're a consenting adult, why does the government have the power to intervene in your life and keep you from smoking marijuana?
Well, they shouldn't. And that, well, it's not just marijuana. The drug war in general has done nothing but erode the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for everybody. And there are people involved in this. I've heard you speak highly of Joseph Biden, but to elect him president would be very dangerous to our country, our liberties, our personal freedoms.
Why do you say that?
If you check out his website, he'll say on one part of his website that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that treatment works for drugs. So if it's a medical problem, why do you have to go to prison to get treatment? And second of all,
well, I'm not saying that all of it is a I've never had any concrete evidence to show me that marijuana is a medical problem. I mean, we were talking about this earlier between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. Do you know of anybody that's ever died from an overdose of marijuana?
Well, as a matter of fact, the word intoxicant is an improper usage of the word because the root of that word is toxic. And there is no toxic amount of marijuana you can take. It's actually a euphoriant and not an intoxicant.
But I think you can make that case for other drugs, such as methadrine, heroin, other opiates out there.
There's lethal levels of those drugs.
Yeah, without a doubt. So I'm not saying legalize those. I'm only talking about legalizing marijuana. And perhaps, you know, Joseph Biden doesn't agree with us on this.
He also said
there are a lot of candidates out there that I bet you would not run on a platform of the legalization of marijuana.
Okay, he also says that the medical marijuana issue on his website, he says, makes it very difficult to say that, well, this marijuana thing is a bad thing. Well, 5,000 years at least of human experience with it and not a single mortality recorded, what is so bad about it? Like I say, if it's all about public safety, these drug laws, and marijuana is lumped in here with, like, heroin and
which I don't think it should be.
Right. So it's got to be about something else. And what is it if it's not about public safety? It is the safest mind-altering substance one can use without question.
Evan. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Take care.
All right. Got one line open at 303-713-7600. Is it time now to finally admit to the fact that marijuana should be legal? 303-713-7600. I'll take more of your calls coming up. It's 729, 29 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll get some progressive traffic now with Bailey. It's a slow morning out there because it's wet, so please be extremely careful.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Jay. Icy roads, bridges, overpasses, on-ramps, on tickets, slower than usual, as you were just saying. Good news is that we're seeing a lighter than usual commute. A lot of that probably because it is the Columbus Day holiday. I do have a couple accidents working on E-470, one at 120th, another one at Peoria. Then watch our left lane stall, westbound I-270, or westbound I-70 at I-270. And crews are busy with a bunch of different accidents, both directions of I-25 between Monument Hill and Largeboro. One of them a rollover and another a car and a semi. So expect a slow light in both directions there. Also loaded up northbound I-25 into downtown. That's an earlier problem right around Spear. That's since been cleared, but the delays still exist there. And eastbound on the turnpike, a little slow from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking the forecast, going to be a cold one today. Mix of snow and rain with highs only around 40. Right now we're at 33 degrees. Liberty Mutual offers Colorado State graduates up to 10% on insurance. That's right. All you have to be is a Colorado State graduate to be eligible. Call Liberty Mutual today and find out how much money you could be saving on auto insurance. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder.
You'll always have them back. They're just that good. I mean, they do a bang-up job on carpets. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. Need your carpets or air ducts clean? Take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care 30.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Calm.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Periods of snow and a high today near 35. Jay Marvin here. Good morning. Be careful out there. It is wet. It's only raining here in Boulder, though, but I understand it's snowing in other parts of the Front Range. We're talking about the legalization of marijuana. The FBI may be relaxing its hiring policy on drug use. Is it time to legalize marijuana? You know, there's a lot of things, too, that are illegal that I've never understood why they are. For instance, gambling. You know, that you got to go to Black Hawk or you got to go to wherever, you know, you could never get away with having a casino, say, in Denver. I mean, why is that? Why is gambling illegal? You know what? Because only you got to be over 21 to do it. So why is it illegal? Why do we have to drive to Black Hawk? And what's the other city I'm thinking of? What's the other little town I'm thinking of that's got it?
Central City.
Central City, that's right. Central City. So you got to go to Central City or you got to go to Black Hawk. And maybe what I'm showing here this morning is my libertarian streak, but I just don't understand why all of these things are illegal. And, you know, it also gets back to the whole situation of what I was talking about earlier last week about same-sex marriage. Same thing. Two consenting adults, why is it illegal? All right, let's go to Dick in Denver. Dick, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I just got a couple of quick comments. Marijuana and gambling, they're illegal. It's a control issue. Just by the nature of the beast, they can't legalize marijuana because big business and big money can't control it because it's a weed. It'll grow anywhere.
Well, but if you made it legal and they started to process it and sell it, wouldn't big business get in on it anyway?
But it will grow anywhere, and you can generally grow better stuff at your house than you can buy in the store.
All right. There's one point. What else?
That's it. That's the only comment I had. It's a control issue. If they could figure out how to control it, it'd be legal tomorrow.
Well, but, you know, they do control gambling in the sense that states derive taxes out of it. Look at the mayor of New Orleans wants to establish a gaming zone in New Orleans to generate revenue.
Yeah, but look it up in Central City that you were talking about. All the mom-and-pop organizations and casinos up there have gone out of business because of the big guys.
Yeah, that's a point well taken. All right, Dick, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Yeah, well, the big guys get into it, but still, is that the reason that it's illegal? And, you know, this goes under the heading of victimless crimes, actually. Gambling and the marijuana use. Let's go to Kate in Fort Collins. Kate, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
I really agree with you on the point that there are a lot of crimes out there that are victimless, and we don't need to be protected against ourselves. I do want to see marijuana legalized. There's many uses for it. One, the medical aspect. Two, the fact that we can generate revenue from it. And three, our jails are overcrowded with it. But I also wanted to make the point that there's a lot of people that think marijuana is a benign substance. It does cause lung problems. It causes cancer and emphysema. I don't have the journal in front of me, but Canada has done multiple studies on the effects of marijuana smoke in your lungs. They're long-term studies, and it does prove that marijuana can be just as damaging as cigarettes to your lungs.
How about if you ingest it some other way?
Well, you can vaporize it or you can eat it. And
yeah, suppose you eat it.
Yeah, that would be fine. And vaporizing, if it's set at the right level, it doesn't produce any smoke and it's not harmful to your lungs.
So the only drawback that we could see, or the only drawback that you could see that you presented to us, is that it has long-term effects on your lungs if you smoke it.
Yes.
But is that any worse than cigarettes?
It's just the same, you know. And that's all I wanted to say is people think it's a benign substance, but it does have effects on your lungs. I still feel it should be legalized, though. And the cigarettes are legal. We don't stop people from killing themselves that way because it generates enough revenue.
Yeah, exactly. And people make, and the state makes money off cigarettes because look at the taxes that are tacked on the so-called sin taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really a perfect example. Kate, thanks. Appreciate the call.
All right, bye.
Got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Sure, marijuana. How about, you know what, governments are always hungry for money. For a number of reasons. Not only waste, which is what the anti-C&D people would like to have you believe, but also because the cost of things is going up. And couldn't governments make a ton of bread off of marijuana? Couldn't they make a ton of bread off of things like gambling? If it was widespread? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's kind of a couple of reasons that go together. But the number one reason they won't legalize marijuana is because of the money. And you got to look at the fact that if they legalize marijuana, that would put the DEA and the INS out of business because that's most of their work is off of marijuana butts.
Yeah, but you could take that manpower and shift it towards something more pressing like immigration.
Yeah, if we could get it to do it. And
it would free up a lot of time.
Yeah, and if you remember your history, when they really first started making illegal all these drugs, nobody really did anything. Then I think it was Barbara Bush or one of the Bushes that came out and said they passed that law where from now on, any police law or law enforcement agency that makes a drug bust, they get to keep the car, the house, the money, and everything else. And then drug arrests and drug busts increased like 300% that first year.
Yeah, property seizures.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they said you could have the property, boy, I mean, it was all, yeah, it was time to eat dinner.
Well, still,
they didn't
it seems to me a tremendous waste of time.
Oh, it is.
And here's another thing. How do you go to somebody who's dying of cancer and who wants to smoke marijuana for medicinal purposes or has glaucoma? How do you tell them they can't? Go, you know, go suffer. You can't smoke it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like I hear what you're saying, and I think I'm right. I think you're right, along with all the colors and the callers, and I might have a biased opinion. I just finished a 7-year federal sentence for a carload of marijuana.
You got 7 years?
Yep, 7 years for 100 pounds of marijuana. I was running out of Laredo, Texas.
What were you doing with 100 pounds of marijuana?
It wasn't for personal use.
So you were going to sell it?
Well, I wasn't selling it. I was just delivering it for somebody else. I was just a mule. I was one of the people they use and discard.
How did they catch you?
At the one of the INS checkpoints in Laredo, Texas.
Well, they opened the trunk of your car and there it was?
No, a dog.
Oh, man, how did you feel when they approached the car with that dog?
Even before the dog, you know, even before their dog keyed or whatever it was they call it, I knew I was a goner.
How long?
You live and you learn, and that's another thing, you know, the actual sentences for drugs themselves. I mean, I was sentenced to, and I did more time than lots of murderers and child molesters and racists and...
What was your original sentence?
I received 8 years and did 7. Because the people need to understand that the federal system nowadays is different than states. The federal system doesn't even grant parole anymore. They got rid of parole.
Where did you do your time?
Yeah, in Littleton, the federal prison on Kipling and Quincy, and I was blessed there. I got to see my family.
Wow, you know, man.
Seven years. Yeah, and... that's another thing. If they legalize marijuana, they automatically have to get rid of approximately 50 or 60% of the federal prison population. Because most of the people that are in federal prison for drug charges, it's marijuana.
Yeah, but I don't know if that would be such a bad deal.
Oh, it wouldn't be a bad deal. Well, then you have more prison guards out of job. And then you got the fact that, like the INS, and like I said a little while ago, them and the DEA, that's their primary thing now is marijuana. That's their primary bust. And, you know, since the INS doesn't do illegals anymore or immigration, and, yeah, that's everybody's big thing. And like I said, ever since the Fed passed that law saying you can confiscate and keep it all, they just all went money hungry.
All right, Robert, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, I thought a radio show was long at 4 hours. 7 years in jail? 7:43, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600 to legalize or not to legalize. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know the
Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more, and they're all in one convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And they equip every car with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and they've got Carfax, which will tell you exactly what you need to know about the vehicle that you're about ready to buy. Rocky's Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so go see my friend Colby.
Information on how you can join, please call 303-433-1718. That's 303-433-1718.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:48, 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and another one bites the dust. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Periods of snow, high of around 35. Some guy here in Boulder, I think his name is Mark in Boulder, wrote me this big, long, nasty email. You know, the funny thing is, though, he called me a loser, but he misspelled loser. So it came out looser. Thanks, Mark, if you're out there listening. Okay, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the legalization of marijuana. The FBI may relax its hiring policy on drug use. Then, of course, there's a full-page ad about teenagers and drugs in today's Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post. Let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
All right, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I really did. Did you?
Yeah, we went to see Corpse Bride.
Oh, was it any good?
It's kind of a kid's movie, but it was still kind of funny. It was very creative. But,
cool.
It wasn't all that, you know, that good for adults. So, but we thought we'd go see something different.
All right, what do you think about this?
Well, I mean, I've been for the legalization of marijuana since college days. And my daughter, who lives out in California, they grow it out there like crazy. I mean, you can get what's called a script card out there. You go to a doctor. She went to the doctor, and she didn't even see the doctor. She saw the nurse, and she said, the nurse said, well, what, why do you need this? And she said, oh, I got a bad knee and a couple other things that, you know, are really going on with her, but no big medical problem. She got a script card, which means purchase it out there, and you can grow it, but you can't sell it.
Yeah, and the federal government trying to fight that, though.
Yeah, right. But that's part of the hypocrisy of it. I mean, it's growing out in California and all over the country, especially in California, like crazy. And yeah, they do some token busting of marijuana when they can, to show the country that, oh yeah, we're doing something about the drug war, which is just a bunch of baloney. It's been a total waste of millions of dollars, the war on drugs. But, you know, one thing I do want to say, having been a chemical dependency counselor, I really don't think high school students should be using it.
My idea would be you'd have to be over the age of 21.
Yeah, well, or even 18, because college students are going to get it. I mean, you know, if you ask high school students nowadays, how easy is it to get marijuana? They're going to tell you it's extremely easy. So I think it should be 18, because I think college students are mature enough to make that kind of decision. And if it's the old thing, too, about if you're old enough to go and die in a war, then you're old enough to drink and smoke marijuana. But, you know, there's no, like, all the points that have been made, no one's ever died of an overdose of marijuana. And, yeah, you can get lung cancer if you're just like you can with smoking cigarettes. You know, so to me, it's a money thing, and it's also a moral issue for a lot of people. You know, they just think that still there's these people out there that think marijuana is the thing that's like something from the devil or whatever. I don't know, but there's a lot of people out there that think it's a moral issue. So
yeah, you're right about that. Well, they have that same they inject that same moral issue business too when it comes to things like gambling.
Oh yeah, same thing. I mean, what a joke that is, that you got to go to Blackhawk to Central City to
gamble. Why can't you have a casino in Denver?
Exactly. And people will spend thousands of dollars, myself included, on Lotto and the Powerball. That's gambling, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a moral issue, you know, for a lot of conservative people.
I wish somebody would call in who opposes all this and explain to us why they do. All right, Paul, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, okay, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you take care. All right, I want somebody to call in who just opposes all of this and explain why it is that they oppose gambling or you know, smoking pot if you're over the age of 21. And he was saying 18, Paul. Let's go to Gretchen in Boulder. Gretchen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey there, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm okay.
Yeah, I wish it was a lot drier outside, but there's nothing we can do about that.
Oh, it's good. It's fall. We need it.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing last night on the weather. All right, what do you think?
I think that all of the people calling in who are really pro-pot, they really give the right wing a lot of ammo.
In what way?
Well, it gives the right a way to look at liberals and say, see, they're a bunch of potheads. And, you know, I have to say that they sound really selfish. That guy who got 7 years for distributing pot, He said he had 100 pounds of pot in his car. If you figure out that that's 1,600 ounces and that that sells for $300 per ounce on the street, he's talking about $480,000 that he had in the trunk of his car. And you know who he's selling that stuff to is high school students.
Well, if you took away the, you know, illegality of it, and if you legalized it, and tried to, and you don't know that he was selling it to high school students. He said he was carrying it for somebody else, and you don't know that they weren't or if they were. But if you made it legal, you would take out all of the crime, and the black market part of it would be eliminated. And as far as liberals being a bunch of potheads, actually, if you really technically want to get down to it, if you're talking about so-called, quote-unquote, sin taxes and sin laws, actually, that's more of a libertarian argument than it would be a liberal argument.
Well, I can't argue with that, but my point is that it does get to the high school students. And
well, so does booze.
We've been facing this in our family, and I'll tell you, it's really, really damaging to kids, to teenagers. Pot takes away their motivation. It takes away
their...
Yeah,
but wait a minute. You know, kids get alcohol, too. But yet alcohol is legal. Kids smoke cigarettes, and it's bad for them, yet cigarette smoking is legal.
But that's not my point. My point is that pot is so damaging. And how many people addicted to hard drugs didn't start with pot?
How many people who smoke pot who never went on to harder drugs? What about them?
Well,
what would you say to them?
In other words,
I guess what I'm trying to ask you is, if I'm an adult and I'm over the age of 21 and I want to smoke marijuana, why shouldn't I be able to?
Well, here's the thing. For even people over the age of 21, the physiological fact is that the brain doesn't finish in developing until about the age of 25. That's why insurance rates go down at the age of 25, because by then the centers of judgment and so forth are
yeah,
more
but 21
intact. But
21 is what society sets as the legal age. So if you want to make it 35, I don't care, but 21 is what they set as the legal age to drink and to gamble and to do other things. And if I want to do it in the privacy of my own home, and I'm 21 years of age and older, why can't I do it? Who are you to tell me that I shouldn't be able to do it?
Well, why should people have to wear a seatbelt in their car? It's more damaging than just the individual. It damages families. It damages society.
If adults do it, how does it damage families? And why don't you make the same argument towards liquor and cigarettes?
I'm not. Why are you letting
those two things go?
Because what we're talking about is the issue, and there's a big, big difference.
There isn't a big difference.
A terminal patient who needs pot for pain control and someone who's abusing the medical prescription system.
There's a big difference between somebody who takes an occasional beer on a Saturday or Sunday while watching a football game and somebody who's drinking it because they're an alcoholic, too. I mean, why are you, or somebody who smokes cigarettes smokes, there's a big difference between somebody who smokes what, a couple of cigarettes a day as compared to a pack and a half a day? They still both have a chance of getting lung cancer. Why are you leaving those things out of the equation? And why are you leaving the idea out that it's at the age of 21 when you're a consenting adult under the eyes of the law that there are, you know, there are some things that it's absolutely ridiculous that the government tells you that you can't do?
My point, Jay, is that it's extremely damaging to young people and kids.
I'm not talking about young people. How many times do I have to keep repeating to you that, you know what, that I'm talking about people over the age of 21, that the argument you're making about young people and marijuana is a good one, but you know what, you can make the same argument about young people and alcohol.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Okay, but you leave it out. All right, I'm out of time, and I appreciate the call, Gretchen. You get the last word. Go ahead. Hope she hung up. Well, I would have given her the last word. Okay, coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about Pat Robertson. And he thinks it's the sign of the second coming, all of these things like the Pakistani earthquake and all the rest of it. And we'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
Radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
First Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News.
KKCN, Thornton Gold.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. 2 days after a powerful earthquake killed at least 30,000 people, help is pouring into South Asia from around the world. Those U.S. military Chinook heavy lift helicopters reached Rawalpindi, Pakistan a few hours ago to help get supplies to places where roads have been cut off by landslides, places like Balakot, which was leveled.
It looks for all the world as if a giant foot had stepped on the city. It's not that buildings are askew or they're broken down. They're absolutely crushed. They're flattened. They're flat with the earth.
CBS News correspondent Richard Ross. Last night, searchers managed to find a 9-year-old boy, Mohammed Farad, alive in the ruins of a flattened school. The boy's brother is among the dead. More than 2 million people are homeless. American aid worker Natasha Babahani in Islamabad says giving cash is the best way to help.
We're trying to discourage material donations, primarily because it just takes too long to collect, to send over.
President Bush has pledged $50 million in relief funds. Here at home, the president is making another trip to the Gulf Coast.
The president will use his 8th trip to the hurricane zone to emphasize housing aid. As he heads to Louisiana and Mississippi, he faces a major challenge on the administration goal to move tens of thousands of storm victims from shelters to more permanent housing by mid-October. Federal agencies are trying to develop an interim housing program to provide financial aid for the families that are still homeless. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
A big winter storm is sweeping through the Colorado Rockies. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
Visibilities are a half a mile or less, and the snow will get heavier today. As a matter of fact, 6 to 10 inches at least will fall in Denver, with higher amounts just to the west in the foothills.
East Coast floodwaters are beginning to go down, but more rain is expected in the next few days. American economist Thomas Schellings will share the Nobel Prize in Economics for work with Israeli-American Robert Almond. That work has been used to explain price wars, mob wars, and real wars. Mac Dessler worked with Schelling at the University of Maryland.
He has pursued and developed the logic that underpins much of the movement for arms control.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is out with revised guidelines on preventing sudden infant death syndrome. One warning, never, ever let a baby sleep with mom and dad, says researcher James Kemp. Says parents who feel guilty for not smothering their children with love during the day shouldn't risk smothering them at night.
The question is how to respond to that sort of good, guilty feeling in ways that don't put your baby at risk. I think that's the key. You know, if you want to have your baby close, if you want to have your baby in a bassinet right next to you, that's a good idea.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 22 points, NASDAQ's down 7. This is CBS News.
805,117 dancers. 183,574 gardeners. 98 penguin buffs. Match.com has 15 million passionate people, including the one for you. And not just more people, more of the right people. More serious relationships start here than anywhere else in the world. Visit Match.com today and get started with our 3-day free trial. See site for offer details.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
You know how we save so much time with each free carrier pickup we get from the U.S. Postal Service?
Well, sure.
Well, I figure we can save even more time by using initials.
Uh-huh.
So instead of saying free carrier pickup, we just say FCP.
Right.
It'll save us valuable seconds each week.
Initials, huh? Like G-O-O-M-O.
Exactly, sir. What does that stand for?
Get out of my office.
You catch on quickly, sir.
Go to USPS.com today. Print labels, pay for postage, and request a free carrier pickup. It's simple, and it's free.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we are dealing with a messy ride right now. Wet roads, backslash, making it real tough to see where you're going, so you want to take it slow and give yourself plenty of time this morning. Now, the biggest problem is south of the tech center right now. I-25, crews are busy with a bunch of accidents in both directions of the highway, between Monument Hill and Larkspur. One of them a rollover and another one a car and a semi. Now, up north, we're bunching up, coming out of the Thornton North Glen area into downtown. I-70 slows from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. And also watch for a crash on the ramp from Pecos onto eastbound Highway 36. And we have three cars tangled up on Sheridan at 64th. Check out the forecast. Going to be cold today. Mix of snow and rain with highs right around 40. Right now we're at 33 degrees. Stop by one of Guyrie's 6 locations for their Hunter Douglas window fashion sale through October. Guyrie's also offers interior design and color consultation and is the largest Benjamin Moore paint dealer in Colorado. While there, don't forget Guyrie's holiday specials on art supplies. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
She says everything I want to say, has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted,
oh,
don't
you?
Randy
Rhodes. I listen to Randy Rhodes. I think she...
Player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 806. 6 minutes after 8. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Period of snow. Periods of snow and a high near 35. I'm just unglued today. I really am. And it's just raining here in Boulder. And now I feel bad about Gretchen in Boulder because I want her to have the last word. Gretchen, if you're out there and you want to have the last word, call me back at 303-713-7600. Because when I said I'm out of time, I was going to say I'm out of time. Gretchen, you can have the last word. She hung up. Gretchen. Should we stop the whole show and wait for Gretchen to call in? We just stop right now, Gretchen. We're waiting for you. 303-713-7600. Is she calling, John? What's that noise you're running? Is she calling in yet? Gretchen! Call back! 303-713-7600. Well, I guess not. Think she's mad at me? I should read this guy's email. You guys want to hear this really nasty email I got from this guy? You want me to read it on the air? Before we go any further, I got to find it, though. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get it. While we're waiting for Gretchen to call back. If Gretchen ever does. Let me see. I don't know what I did with it. Oh, here it is. Maybe this is it. Come on. Well, that's good. Now my computer's frozen up. It's too bad. I was going to read this guy's email. It's really nasty. Maybe I'll print it out and I'll read it tomorrow. I mean, he calls me a fat slob. I mean, it's really... And then he claims he's a Democrat, too, on top of it. I don't know many Democrats that act that way. Do you? Okay, I got to get this fixed here now because I can't see the calls if I don't get it fixed. There are no calls. Well, that's because I haven't started anything yet. Just hang on and we'll get going here. All right. No Gretchen, so we'll move on. Sorry, Gretchen, I wanted you to have the last word on the marijuana debate. All right, how about this from Pat Robertson? This weekend's catastrophic earthquake in South Asia, in which like 20,000 people were killed, probably more than that, and in the wake of recent U.S. hurricanes and December's tsunami, is catching the eye of televangelist Pat Robertson, who says we might be in the end times described in the Bible. These things are starting to hit with amazing regularity, Robertson said on CNN's Late Edition. Robertson, a former GOP presidential candidate and host of the 700 Club daily Christian TV show, noted, if you read back in the Bible, the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Church of Thessalonica, he said, in the latter days, before the end of the age, that the earth would be caught up in what he called the birth pangs of a new order. And for anybody who knows what it's like to have a wife going into labor, you know how these labor... I'm reading this thing like I'm a three-year-old. You know how these labor pains begin to hit. I don't have any special word that is to say that, but it could be suspiciously like that. Does anybody out there agree with this? Yeah, John Turk goes, what? What is he talking about, Pat Robertson? Well, you know, I'll read it again. Maybe I didn't read it close enough. Maybe I didn't read it right. What was called the blessed hope of the Bible is that one day Jesus Christ would come back again, start a whole new era, and that this world order that we know would change into something that would be wonderful that we'd call the millennium, he continued. And before the good time comes, there will have to be some difficult days, and they will be likened to what a woman goes through in labor just before she brings forth a child. Okay, Turk, did you get that?
I just understand great pain from that one. I don't know what it feels like to give birth or right before you give birth, but I imagine it doesn't feel so good.
In other words, Robertson is speculating that the end times are coming. That's what he's doing. Now, Hurricane Katrina left more than 1,200 people dead in the Gulf Coast region of the U.S., while the rising death toll from this weekend's earthquake in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India is 20,000 to 30,000 thus far. All right, how many people believe that the end times are coming? I don't even think I can even get a call on this. Nobody in their right mind would endorse this philosophy. But this is what Robertson's saying. He's saying he thinks the end times are coming. Maybe George W. Bush thinks the end times are coming, and that's the reason he can't. He's paralyzed. He's immobilized. He's probably scared that he is going to lose Karl Rove and that the end times will be coming. All right, here's Neil in Fort Collins. Neil, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. This is coming from an atheist here, but I think this is the same thing that you would have heard back in, you know, ancient Greece. People would have been saying, "Oh, this is Zeus, you know, exacting his revenge on our country or whatever." And I think that, you know, people are just take the Bible too literally sometimes. And it'd probably be valuable to get the opinion of a non wingnut kind of Christian to find out what they think about, you know, Pat Robertson's claims.
All right. Well, any Christians are welcome to call in at 303-713-7600. And do you see this as being a sign that the end times are coming, which Robertson is speculating about and which he speculated about on CNN? And I'll talk to anybody who wants to profess a love or belief of Jesus Christ at 303-713-7600. I think it's kind of like whacked out, personally.
It's totally whacked out. And I think that historically, I'm not a meteorologist, but I think historically there have got to be times in our history when just as many, you know, disasters and hurricanes and storms were happening as there are now.
Couldn't this be proof of evolution?
Of evolution?
Sure, that the Earth's changing, that the climate's changing.
Oh, of course the Earth's changing, and, you know, the climate changing is you know, possibly due largely
global warming.
To human beings, yeah.
Greenhouse gases.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not a bad thing. You know, hopefully the Earth's not evolving to the point where people won't be able to live here anymore. That's, you know. But
yeah, that would be kind of a drag, wouldn't it?
I think, as usual, Pat Robertson is overreacting and basically just trying to get attention.
All right. Hey, Neil, thanks, man. Great call.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
All right. And if you're an atheist and you want to comment on this, you can do it, too, at 303-713-7600. But if you're a Christian, you know, if you consider yourself to be a mainstream Christian, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. That Robertson, the former GOP presidential candidate and host of the 700 Club daily Christian TV show. Could you imagine if this guy had made it as president of the United States? God, what kind of trouble. Well, could we be in any worse trouble than we're in now? If you read back in the Bible, the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Church of Thessalonica, he said that in the latter days, before the end of the age, that the earth would be caught up in what he called the birth pangs of a new order. And for anybody who knows what it's like to have a wife going into labor, you know how these labor pains begin to hit. I don't have any special word that says this, but it could suspiciously be like that. What was called the blessed hope of the Bible is that one day Jesus Christ would come back again, start a whole new era, that this world order that we know would change into something that would be wonderful, that we'd call the millennium. And before the good time comes, there would be some difficult days, and there would be likened to what a woman goes through in labor just before she brings forth a child. All right, I got one line open here at 303-713-7600. If you're Christian, I'd love to hear from you. And if you're an atheist, I'd love to hear from you as well. I don't care if you're Jewish or you're Muslim or whatever. I mean, do you buy what this guy's selling? Somebody must be buying it, because, I mean, how does that 700 Club stay on the air? How does he get away with that? 303-713.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Hockey's back, and Molson is celebrating like only they can. Click here now to find out how. Who will be the lucky winner in the Molson Money Machine? One lucky person will win the ultimate avalanche experience at Pepsi Center. Collect Molson twin labels at these bars and enter for your chance to win avalanche tickets, Molson hockey bags, Molson hockey shirts, Molson hockey mask neons, and the grand prize, the ultimate avalanche experience. Two tickets to see the Avs play Vancouver. Watch the pregame from the penalty box. And the winner will ride the Zamboni during the game. Click here now to see when Molson...
on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8.
Believe in America, you got to be crazy.
Here it is. Snow. And a high near 35. Just raining here in Boulder. Has been since yesterday. And wet snow along other parts of the Front Range. All right, we're talking about Pat Robertson saying that all this stuff that's going on points to, could point towards the end times. Do you agree with this or not? 303-713-7600. I'm looking for a take from rational Christians about this. But, you know, if you're an atheist or a Jew or a Muslim or whatever, you can also call in and comment. Let me go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thanks.
One of the very few avenues of freedom of speech anymore. Anyway, I am a Christian, and I think that people need to do a little more research as being Christians, a responsibility as being Christians. And just to make a long story short, you know, I mean, it's common knowledge that the books of the Bible were hidden by the first translators. Why did they hide them? You know, so, you know, I mean, you have to question what you read. It doesn't make you any less Christian, but other people say otherwise. I truly believe that, you know, the earth is just going through, I think, what has been a matter of history as a 10,000 or 11,500 year cycle, as the ice ages, and, you know, we've had several ice ages, we've had several points in history where, you know, you get the greenhouse effect before the ice age. The earthquakes. So, now I'm a Christian. So
you don't think the end times are coming?
Well, I'll tell you how the end times might be brought about, and that's, you know, just our
president. I'm saying again, we're losing you.
Okay, man. You know, we can do a lot of things so that we can bring about Armageddon. I mean, they manifest themselves. If you believe a lot of things in the Bible, without questioning them, without looking at other things that have happened throughout history, then, I mean, we could truly bring Armageddon about. You know?
Okay, but do you believe, as Pat Robertson says, that the end times could be coming due to all of these things like an earthquake that kills 20 to 30,000 people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and in that region?
I do not. I don't. No, I believe that it's just the earth going through its cycles.
All right, man. All right, Glenn, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day. You're
right. You too. Let's go to Linda in Longmont. Linda, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning. Linda. Robin in Denver. Robin, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How you doing?
Hi, Robin.
I was a Christian for about 10 years, very fundamentalist, believed word for word, little interpretation of the Bible. And I got to say, there are a lot of people in this country who believe this stuff, you know, that this is a sign of the end times. And, you know, the Bible talks about, I guess there's a passage that says, you know, don't be surprised when you hear about earthquakes and famines and all this other stuff. You know, this is just a sign of the end times. And, you know, that's why people believe this stuff.
But haven't we always had earthquakes and famine?
This is normal. I think about the earthquake in Mexico, I want to say 1991.
Yeah, I know what earthquake you're talking about. I just can't remember the date.
And, you know, it was the same thing. It was huge. The earthquake in Iran not too many years ago.
Right.
Devastated the area. And, you know, it's just normal. It happens consistently. The earth is a changing thing, you know, and so it's going to happen. But, yeah, you know, there are a lot of people who believe this stuff. And, you know, when I was a Christian, I didn't take any stock in anything Pat Robertson had to say. He wasn't of my denomination, so, you know, that's another thing. But, there's just a lot of people who believe this. And,
it's kind of weird. I don't know the whole thing. Like, I guess you got to have a lot of faith to believe this stuff, because I certainly don't believe it.
Well, you know, part of it's faith, and part of it is a lack of. I got to say, part of it is a lack of reason, and a lack of desire to really reason about it. You know, I want to say a lot of it is brainwashing, but. That's a little extreme.
Yeah, that is kind of extreme. All right, Robin, thanks, man.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. Got two lines open at 303-713-7600. 303-713, end of the world. Do you believe that, as Pat Robertson does, the end times are coming? I want to hear from mainstream Christians and get your aspect on this and what you think of it, your views. And also, if you're if you're an agnostic, you're an atheist, you're a Jew, or you're a Muslim, that's fine, too. Latter-day Saints, I don't care. Do you believe, as Pat Robertson is suggesting, that all these things that are going on, that the end times are really coming? Let's go to Jim on I-25. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's going, Jay? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, I'm on I-25 right now. You would think it was the end of the earth right now.
Yeah, be careful.
Everywhere. But, I'm a fundamental evangelical Christian, and I guess the whole point is that, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, you hear Pat Robinson, he'll say one thing, and you hear other people. I heard on Fox News them debating the same issue. And it really comes down to is, you know, as bad as it may seem, you know, with all these things that occur, it truly, when the end times are here, there will be no question as far as whether or not we're in a time where God is taking his wrath upon the world. But before I say that, or clarify that, I just want to say that the reason why he does it is not to hurt people or to kill them just because he's you know, angry. It's more along the lines of drawing people to himself. So, you know, whether this or not is the beginning of the end times, I would really doubt it, because, to be quite honest with you, 20,000 people is really, I hate to say it, and I don't want to sound like I'm not caring and sympathetic.
No, I think people understand what you're about to say, because I think I know what you're about to say. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, it's not the level of wrath in the tribulation, or and especially when the war of Armageddon comes. I mean, you're talking about millions upon millions. You're talking about, you know, famine, and it's not just 20,000. It's not just a couple of thousand. You're talking about plagues and stuff, you know, all over this world. Now, it could be the beginning. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know what is best or exactly when it's going to happen, because no one knows. It says that pretty clearly in Scripture, you know. But that's my opinion on it. I really don't believe.
Do you believe in the end times?
Absolutely. Well, because it's scriptural, and I do because I know before I was a Christian what my life was like and what it is after. So I truly believe, without doubt, that this is all real, and it's not just faith is believing without seeing, and that's what my faith tells me. So I truly believe it's going to happen, but. We really don't know. It says, be cautious. He comes last in the night, so we really don't know exactly when. But we're to be cautious and be observant. But you can't sit here and say, well, this is definitely it, or this is the start. Because it's going to be a lot worse than people will think. I mean, there's points in the Bible that people will want to kill themselves and they can't.
All right, Jim.
Pretty destitute, so.
All right, appreciate it, man. Your cell phone started to drop out. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, I was raised a Catholic and 12 years of Catholic education. And when these topics came up, when the verses in the Bible say, that there will be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and, calamities of those kinds, the priests that I, that referred to this, they said, hey, listen, those were going on long before Christ, and they've been going on ever since Christ. And the point that he was probably trying to make was that you just don't know, that these kind of things are going to happen and they're going to scare people, but they don't necessarily mean that the end is near. And it's kind of funny because when you if you read that section in the Bible, it really does kind of take on that sense, because people will be going around crying, that this person, God's here, or this person's the return to Jesus, and whatever, and it won't be true. And then he goes into this. So, there are just reasons, and if you're a believing Christian, and if you go by the Bible for these kind of things, that these kind of things that go on in history constantly don't really refer to the end times.
Do you believe in the end time theory?
No, I don't. I think, I'm a rationalist. I think that calamities can and will occur, and eventually the world will come to an end just because everything in nature seems to. But I don't think of that as being God's wrath or God calling people to Him or anything of that sort, And the other interesting thing is that the evangelicals are kind of split along two different ways of looking at this millennium when Jesus is supposed to come back and rule the world for 1,000 years. Some of them believe that the world's going to go into chaos before that happens, and others read the Revelation as being that you know the world's going to be damn near perfect before that is able to occur.
Hmm.
So there are two different views on that.
Well, I never knew that. All right, hey, thank you for a good call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open here if you want to talk about this whole thing about Pat Robertson saying that speculating that the end times are approaching. He did this on CNN. It's 829, almost 830 now on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Open phones at 9 o'clock. Right now, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Messy ride. Wet roads, backslash, and the snow is falling, making it real tough to see where you're going this morning. You want to give yourself plenty of time. Now, down south, have a multi-car crash working south on I-25 near Happy Canyon and Aurora eastbound I-70. Now jamming because of a crash at Colfax. Now we have a car that hit a pole. This is westbound I-70 near Havana. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, or heavy drive from Sheridan on over, and we have a crash sitting on the ramp from northbound Pecos onto the turnpike, and three cars tangled up on Sheridan at 64. Checking the forecast today, it's going to be cold, mix of rain and snow throughout the day. Highs only hitting 40, right now 33 degrees. Let's all discover the need for speed as the boys at American Chopper are some of the hottest bikes around. An all-new episode of American Chopper tonight at 10, only on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
1,000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know at 8:33, 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Periods of snow and a high near 35. All right, be careful out there. Here in Boulder, it's just raining. But in other parts of the Front Range, it's snow, so be careful out there this morning. We're talking about Pat Robertson, who was speculating on CNN's late edition about the quote-unquote end times maybe coming. He says, when asked if the world was approaching the moment of the end times, Robertson said, "It's possible. I don't have any special revelation to say that it is, but the Bible does indicate such a time will happen at the end of time, and could this be it? It might be," says Robertson. So I want to hear from mainstream Christians on what you think about this, and also anybody else who wants to participate at 303-713-7600. Dan and Golden. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm a recovering fundamentalist Christian, and this is just Chicken Little, sky is falling kind of stuff on the part of Robertson and Falwell and all these people. It's simply a fear-mongering power grab on their part.
They use this to generate money, apparently.
They use it to generate money. They use it to generate attention for themselves. These people really need to be marginalized. We don't need to be bringing them on CNN. We don't even need to really bring them onto this program. 30% of Americans or so identify themselves as evangelical Christians. And, Bush is out there saying, "I have a mandate from God to be president." So,
somebody sent me an article that he said they claimed that God told him to invade Iraq.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is that his poll numbers, no matter how bad he screws up, no matter, each screw up he makes is bigger than the last to cover the first, his poll numbers will never fall below that 30% because these people believe that God sent him to be president and he's supposed to be president. But the really scary part about this is not only are they making millions and millions and millions of tax-free dollars on all this fear-mongering, and they're putting people in political positions to control the rest of our lives. Basically, what you have is a fundamental Christian base, which is it's just as extreme as the Islamist fundamental base. They can easily, they already have their hands on the world's largest nuclear arsenal. And you got a loose cannon with his finger on the button. That's something to be scared about.
Yeah, when you say you're recovering, what happened to you?
I woke up one morning and said, "Why am I listening to these guys?"
Really?
I opened my own Bible. I did my own reading.
I mean, your opinions, your views didn't shift gradually? You just all of a sudden one morning woke up and said, "Hey, man, this is BS"?
Well, I wouldn't say all of a sudden one morning. It's like any other addiction. You slowly get into it to the point where you don't realize how much control you've turned over of your life to these people, and then you start saying, "Well, wait a minute, this guy up in the pulpit just said something that at the core of me, I don't agree with." And then over the course of, I'd say, about a year and a half, as I read my own Bible, as I read scripture from other religions, I said, this guy is out to line his own pockets with my goal. You know, it's the end times, we've got to save the world. God will help us. Send me your money. Just send your money to God, here's my address. And we've got Robinson, we've got Falwell, and thousands of others on mostly AM radio stations, but a few select that end up on CNN and CNBC and even NBC and CBS. For some reason, we give them airtime. I don't understand that part.
Well, I don't understand giving Pat Robertson airtime either, really, to be honest with you.
Now, Pat has his own, he's picked the pockets of his parishioners enough that he has his own satellite network. So, hey, more power to him. It's freedom of speech. He can go out and say whatever he wants. But to invite him onto these other mainstream media outlets as a legitimate point of view is a complete disservice to all of their viewers and listeners.
Well, Neil in Fort Collins brought up a good point, and it's kind of fueled me continuing to talk about this. Because usually what ends up happening is Pat Robertson makes these statements, or Jerry Falwell makes these statements, and then people get on, and even though they don't mean to do this, sometimes it sounds like it, like they're attacking mainstream Christians. And so when Neil said, well, gee, I'd like to hear what, you know, some mainstream Christians have to say about this, I thought, well, why not open the phones and let mainstream Christians call in and talk about the fact that, no, what Robertson's speaking about has nothing to do with us.
Well, and that's the point. I say I'm a recovering fundamentalist. Do I still believe in Christ? Absolutely. Do I believe in what the Bible says? Yes. Is there a lot of room for interpretation on what the Bible says? Absolutely. It's a very individual belief. It's been categorized into Protestants and Catholics and so on and so forth. But it's an individual belief system, and Robertson and these others do nothing but take that out and hijack it for monetary and political gain.
All right, Dan. Thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Denver. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right. What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. Well, it just seems to me that this is another scare tactic from the religious side of the world. They've been saying for years, 1919, 1914, you know, during both world wars, they've been saying the same thing. It's the end of days. The world's coming to an end. Now, I used to be very Christian. Now I can't really say what I am. Do I believe in Christ? I believe Christ exists. Whether or not, you know, I go to church to prove that is not up to me. So I leave it to a higher power. But in today's, I just can't buy it, because if there is a higher power up there, I'm pretty sure he's going to let us know if it's the end of days or not. And I don't think anybody's going to have any idea.
So you think it's more to scare tactics from the religious right?
Yeah, I definitely think it's scare tactics. They've been doing it for years. Years and years.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a long time. You're right about that.
I mean, Jehovah's Witnesses have been saying it for a long time. You know, Mormons, Christians all across the board have been saying the end of days is here. The end of days has arrived. Well, the end of days, you know, and just the immediate, I mean, just the history that I know about it, the end of days has been going on, you know, probably since before United States was born. So it's not really something I could put too much faith in.
All right, Tim. Thanks, man. Great call.
All right, take it easy.
All right, you got it. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Julie in Lafayette. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, super. Well, I think all of your previous callers have had very good points. What I don't know if anybody's mentioned yet is that the revelation of John was a vision that John had. And it's my understanding, and I consider myself a mainstream Christian, and I've grown up in the church and stayed in the church. I'm 36 years old now. Is that this can be taken metaphorically, that it's not necessarily supposed to be taken literally. And so people can still believe and gain knowledge from studying the Bible without taking it word for word for word.
So in other words, you study but don't take it literally.
Right. Yeah, it's meant to be something that you can learn from, but it doesn't have to be, you know, next week the world's going to end.
Which Roberts is taking it literally then, right?
Right. I think for me, I feel that it's, you know, it's part of each person's individual journey. The world can end, metaphorically, you know, in your life. There are tragedies that every person has to encounter and work through, and that strengthens their faith, and that develops, it can. Some people reject, you know, the teachings, and other people take what they learn and move on from that a stronger person.
Well, I mean, that makes sense to me.
And so I'm thinking that John is speaking metaphorically when he's talking about the end of times.
All right, Julie, thank you. I appreciate it. Good call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, 303-713-7600. Boy, if somebody were just going down the dial, they'd say, my God, you know what, look what's happened to AM 760. It's turned into a religious station. But no, I wanted to hear from mainstream Christians instead, because I always get this. Whenever somebody like Robertson or Falwell makes a statement, I always get attacked for, like, beating up on Christians. So I mean, your mainstream Christians think about Robertson's speculation that all the disasters, 20,000, 30,000 people killed in Pakistan and Afghanistan, tsunami, then Hurricane Katrina and Rita. That
if you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Account. Liberty Savings Bank, a Colorado business partner, FDIC insured. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about older.
What? Rockies is a family-owned and operated business, been that way since 1982, and they are friendly from the time you step on the lot, even if you leave and don't find what you want. I mean, the people at Rockies are good folks. See my friend Fred Labrato out there, and Jim Monroe, and Ruben, and Colby in the Tower of Power. or the Mays brothers, or the Ali brothers. They're just great folks. Rock located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. Don't forget to go to Shaggy's Pumpkin Patch and get a free pumpkin out there. One pumpkin per family. And
for disposal, call Executive Recycling today for a free quote. 303-791-0808. 303-791-0808.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:49, 11 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM, or I'm sorry, 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And after 9 o'clock, we're going to open phones. Right now, periods of snow, high near 35. Accumulation, or the chance of precipitation, I should say, is about 100%. Boy, I screwed that up, didn't I? All right, let me try it again. Periods of snow, high near 35. Chance of precipitation, about 100%. There is some accumulation. And right now in Boulder, it's raining, which I can't figure out why there's no snow up here. But there's plenty of snow along the Front Range to the point where it broke a tree in John Turk's backyard. His favorite tree.
Tree, my most beautiful tree.
Busted. Flat out. All right, we're talking about Pat Robertson, who is speculating on CNN that the end times may be coming due to all of the natural disasters we've had. And I wanted to hear from mainstream Christians and how they feel about this. Let's go to Kaylee in Lakewood. Kaylee, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Kaylee.
It's not the end of times. No, I don't think so. And Christians have been using this for a long time to galvanize support with fear behind their religion. But I just would like to know what it is about Pat Robertson that gives him a direct line to God. You know, what
I don't know.
What you know, we are all human beings. We all have that special spark inside of us that we can call divine. And I so resent, you know, if there was anybody that I would be bigoted against, and I hate bigotry, it's these evangelical Christians that tell me that I can only think one way, and that's their way. And I am so tired of them evangelizing the public schools and the science courses and the military and the government. They have no... As far as I'm concerned, they do not have any more of a direct line to God than I do. And I so wish, if there was a Jesus, and there is a Jesus, you know, we know he was a man, that he would come to earth right now, today, and people would all recognize him, because Jesus was not a hate merchant. These people that call themselves evangelical Christians are so filled with hatred. And I don't really blame them as much as I blame their leaders, like Pat Robertson. You know, and as far as all these natural disasters that are occurring, well, 30 years ago, people like me and like you, or 25 years ago, people were saying, we need to plan for the future. You know, we need to not use so much energy because it's going to create global warming. We need to try and control our population. You know, we need to not pollute the rivers. And this is Mother Earth, the earth that God created, you know, just natural cause and effect. You can't use up all this energy, which there is a finite amount on the earth, and not expect there to be natural consequences.
Well, he's talking here about natural disasters.
Well, it's because it's just a cause and effect of the earth, but they're using it to inflame these evangelical Christians with fear and hatred and all these other things. And I just think it's ludicrous. I can't believe that people would even listen to him. As far as him being on CNN, well, no, I didn't watch that.
Well, Robertson gets, you know, is the go-to guy, I guess, for this stuff on CNN.
It's like these people that talk about, you know, oh, we want to have a more morality in government and everything like that. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a church-going president or church-going leaders. But when the government starts using the church, when the government gets into the church, like that one man, I mean, people don't realize that these faith-based initiatives that President Bush has signed on to means that churches are tax-free places.
To receive federal funding.
To receive federal funding.
Yeah, I'm definitely
against
that.
And they are making a killing with
it. Yeah, I'm definitely 100% against
that. And it is not anything to do with the Bible. It's all about business.
All right, Kaylee. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Kevin in Louisville. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning. All right, let's go to Ian in Broomfield. Ian, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Ian.
Well, I was just calling. What verse did he use to report or base his statement on?
He said, if you read back in the Bible, the letter of the Apostle Paul to the church of Thessalonia, he said that in the latter days before the end of the age, that the earth would be caught up in what he called the birth pangs of a new order. And for anybody who knows what it's like to have a wife going into labor, you know how these labor pains begin to hit. I don't have any special word that this is it, but it could be suspiciously like that.
Okay. Well, I come from a Lutheran background. I've done a lot of research on the Bible and everything, and that sounds like a verse from the book of Thessalonians. And that was a very personal letter written by Paul to a specific group of people at a specific time. And for him to be basing those facts or those words on our lives and our time now is not right as a Christian.
So he's taking it out of context. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because it was written to a specific group of people at a specific time. It wasn't written to us now here in the future. It was written to, it was a very personal letter written to the Church of Thessalonica. And for him to base that on our times today is just wrong.
But, you know, he gets away with it, though. How come,
yeah.
How come these people who believe the Bible literally, how come they don't take him on over this?
I have no idea, but I'm a Christian, and you really have to look at the Bible and the time and place it was written, because it was generally written to a group of people at a specific time, not necessarily basing everything in the Bible to us here in our present day. So,
wow, man, that's a great argument. I have to remember that argument and use it.
Yeah, just one more thing. There was you had a show on last week that I can call in on about Christians and homosexuality, and I just wanted to give you a little fact that the Hebrews back in that time had no word for homosexual, so I don't know where that word ever got into the Bible.
But it's used a lot. Do you agree?
I do agree, and I think it's absolutely wrong, because I personally believe that the God I believe in would not hate anybody or condemn anybody based on their sexual orientation, especially when the group of people who wrote the Bible didn't even have a word for that.
Great call, Ian. Thank you, man. I hope you call in again.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you, Jay.
Sure, you bet. All right, see, that's kind of input I wanted. All the calls this hour have been great. And instead of, like, going after all of Christianity, I just ask mainstream Christians that are not, as Neil in Fort Collins said, wing nuts, and have them call in and tell and interpret it and tell us where they stand on this. All right, coming up, we got open phones at 303-713-7600. We'll talk about it. If you want to talk about this, you can continue to talk about this if you want to, or we'll talk about anything else that may be on your mind, vis-a-vis anything we did last week or anything we did on Friday that you might not have been able to call in on, or anything that we've done this morning Oh, and you know what I didn't get to this morning, which we can talk about on open phones? Senators may call James Dobson to testify. Senator Arlen Specter, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and several Democrats on the committee said Sunday that they were considering calling James Dobson to testify on what he'd been told about Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. Yeah, Dobson says he was told some confidential things from Karl Rove. If Dobson knows something that he shouldn't know, or something that I ought to know, I'm going to find out, Arlen Specter said, if you saw that yesterday on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And, of course, Dobson is the founder of Focus on the Family down there in Colorado Springs. So did Karl Rove once again get himself into trouble, or did he once again talk out of turn? All right, we'll continue. We got open phones coming up after 9 o'clock. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
There are
are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at G3Denver.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. There is sorrow without end. In northern Pakistan, where bulldozers and people using their bare hands are digging through the devastation from Saturday's powerful earthquake. Faiza John Muhammad is director of Mercy Corps in Pakistan.
Hordes of people were walking down along what remains of the roads, carrying their dead in fruit carts, makeshift stretches.
More than 30,000 are known dead, and as CBS News correspondent Richard Roth reports, the relief challenges are staggering.
The injured need to be rescued, as well as the survivors picked from the ruins. None of it's happening in the most remote areas without equipment going in, without medical supplies going in, without tents and blankets going in, and there's an urgent need for field hospitals.
The countries around the world have offered aid. The U.S. ambassador says Washington will bankroll up to $50 million in relief and reconstruction costs. Relief operations in the wake of the season's worst hurricanes are on President Bush's mind as he makes another trip to the battered Gulf states today.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. It's been nearly 2 weeks since President Bush has been to the disaster zone, though today will mark his eighth visit since Katrina. This trip will focus on both the short and long-term housing needs of storm-ravaged areas. Mr. Bush has dinner this evening in New Orleans with local leaders and spends the night.
It is an ugly scene. New Orleans police officers beating a 64-year-old man they say was intoxicated on a French Quarter street. The incident was captured by an AP television cameraman. Three officers have been charged with battery, including one who allegedly roughed up a TV producer at the scene. A new wave of violence in the run-up to this week's constitutional referendum in Iraq has left at least a dozen people dead, including one American soldier. And gunmen opened fire on a convoy carrying members of the Arab League delegation in Iraq, though there were no casualties reported. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Americans are going to be expected to pay more and more of the cost of their health care, both through premiums and increased deductibles and copays.
Marilyn Moon, a health economist with the American Institute for Research. Current projections show that the employer's share of the cost will jump nearly 10% next year. That's almost triple the rate of inflation. Two Americans, one with dual Israeli citizenship, have been named this year's winners of the Nobel Prize for Economics. Robert Allman and the University of Maryland's Thomas Schelling have been cited for their research in practical applications of game theory.
You're trying to outsmart the other person, but you have to understand the positions and, in a sense, get them into a negotiating position where you can win.
And University of Maryland professor Jacques Gansler says Schelling's writing and teaching have had a major impact. Checking on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 13 points, the NASDAQ is off 5. This is CBS News.
This Columbus Day weekend, hurry to Lowe's for great values. Now save $20 on every 5-gallon can and $5 on every 1-gallon can of Olympic Premium interior and exterior paint after mail-in rebate. Also, get a $75 mail-in rebate when you spend $249 or more on insulation. What's more, we're taking 10% off any carpet we install. You see, nobody works harder to save you money every day. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers. End dates vary. See store for details.
509,107 thunderstorm lovers. 449,775 travelers.
Bonjour.
19 shower singers. With 15 million passionate people, Match.com has the one for you. No wonder we've inspired more marriages than any other site. Visit Match.com today and get started with our 3-day free trial. See site for offer details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a real tough ride this morning. Snow has fallen, wet roads, backsplash to deal with, making it real tough to see where you're going. So we want to give yourself plenty of time and take it a bit slower than usual. In Aurora, we have a jackknife semi blocking all lanes eastbound I-70 at Colfax. Those jams are taking you past Tower Road. Westbound 6th Avenue, have a car and a ladder tangled up. That's blocking the center lane near Federal. And then on the toll road, E-470, have a crash at Highway 85 slowing you down. Down south, multi-car accident. Southbound I-25 at Happy Canyon and chains now required for Monument Hill. Seeing lots of stranded vehicles there and some accidents in the area as well. Checking the forecast, going to be a cold one today. Mix of rain and snow throughout the day. Highs hitting 40. We're at 33 at the moment. Autumn is the time to install your new lawn or upgrade your landscape. Contact Scientific or visit Scientific.com. Scientific does it all. Soil preparation, sprinkler systems, or the whole landscape, sod, grasses, and more. Scientific.com, that's Scientific.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted.
Oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes. I think she rocks.
Up front and never shy.
Very Randy.
We need more.
She's got everything.
The Bouncer Baby song on Friday.
She's something else. Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
9:05, 5 minutes after 9 a.m. 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Periods of snow, high near 35. Only rain here in Boulder. I can't figure this out for the life of me of why there's no snow here. Because aren't we in higher altitude than the rest of the Front Range? And nothing. No snow. Go figure it out. Because I sure as heck don't know. Who do you think I am, Mike Nelson?
Yeah, man, we have power outages down here. We got trees being broken, slippery roads. It's like a winter wonderland down here.
Well, you sure don't have it here. All right, let's go back to the phones. It's open phones here, right? You can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. The latest on Karl Rove. This is according to Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine. The White House's handling of a potentially crucial email sent by a senior aide, Karl Rove, 2 years ago, set off a chain of events that has led a special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, to summon Rove for a fourth grand jury appearance this week. His return has created heightened concern among White House officials and their allies that Fitzgerald may be preparing to bring indictments when a federal grand jury has been investigating the leak of CIA agents' identity expires at the end of October. Robert Luskin, Rove's lawyer, tells Newsweek that in his last conversations with Fitzgerald, the prosecutor assured Luskin he has not made any decisions. But lawyers close to the case, who asked not to be identified because it's ongoing, say Fitzgerald appears to be focusing in part on discrepancies in testimony between Rove and Time reporter Matt Cooper about their conversation of July 2003. So could Rove be in big trouble here? All right. Let's move to the phones here, and we go to Val and Golden. Val, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, it's Al.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al. Go ahead, Al. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, as far as this end of days thing, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Sooner or later, one of them's going to hit it on the nose. Just a matter of when and who.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I saw a great bumper sticker, too. It said, rapture already and leave us alone.
Well, do you even believe the idea of the rapture?
No.
You think it's myth?
I am not of the Christian faith.
Oh, you're not? What are you, agnostic, atheist, what?
No, I am Jewish.
Oh, you're Jewish, yeah, same as me, okay. Well, happy Yom Kippur, by the way.
And to you, best for the new year.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
You got it, man.
And take care.
All right, thanks, Al.
Bye.
Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Greg. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, I was looking in the papers like I always do. And this is the Aurora Daily Sun, a small circulatory paper. Headline caught my eye. It was Tom Tancredo disavows Christian extremists or something to that effect. And what the article is talking about is Tom Tancredo is going to go down to Greenville Tech in South Carolina. And there's this Christian group that's coming from Texas called the Christian Exodus. They're described as conservatives. And what they're going to end up doing down there is, I guess they're going to have some kind of hate rally speech that Tom Tancredo is just getting away from as quickly as he possibly can.
Now, wait a minute, who's going to have a hate rally speech?
Some group called Christian Exodus. It's ran by a guy named Corey Brunell.
I've never even heard of those guys.
Me either. But you can look up the story on AuroraDailySun.com.
Okay.
And another thing, Randy Rhodes did an outstanding job on C-SPAN this week, and I don't know if you guys got a chance to see her, but she was excellent.
No, I didn't get a chance.
I didn't get a chance to see her. Oh, she did an outstanding job. This lady, she was debating some conservative lady. This lady, in the middle of the debate, plugs her ears and does one of these nanny-nanny boo-boo things like a four-year-old. And I just thought it was incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how a lot of those conservatives, a lot of those right-wingers are. I mean, when they get confronted with the facts, particularly now in this very, very dark period, you know, they don't want to face up to them. I've often wondered and speculated what it would be like to work at a right-wing talk station and have to get on every single day and defend this guy who's the president of the United States, George W. Bush, with the Harriet Meyer situation, where you know that there's all this coming from the right, with the Katrina situation, with the Rita situation, with the bad poll numbers, and finally, with Iraq. You know, there was a story this weekend in the New York Times that in Basra, these mercenary groups, mercenary is not the right word, gangs I think is the right word, have infiltrated the Basra Police Department and are going around kidnapping and killing people.
No, I didn't know that. I'm going to look for that. But also in Iraq, the Kurds are now almost as equally angry as the Sunnis with the Shiite monopoly over this new government.
Right, the Sunnis are saying...
their vote's going to take down that constitution, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the Sunnis are saying vote no. They're you're absolutely right. They're saying vote no. I wish
the
I could think of a word.
Are upset now. The Kurds are upset with the Sunnis, with the Shiites.
I just thought of it. You know what it is? It's not gangs. It's death squads.
Yeah.
And the death squads are linked to Iran.
Shiites are in Iran, and the Shiites are now taking control over Iraq. It's going to be Iran and Iraq.
Yep, exactly. Exactly, man. Hey, Greg, thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that was in the New York Times yesterday. If you got the Sunday New York Times laying around, or you want to go online and look for it, that these death squads are operating in Iraq and that they've infiltrated the police in Basra. Now, how in the world are the Iraqis going to stand up? And the Americans stand down when you've got one battalion of 750 Iraqi soldiers who can operate on their own. The rest of them have to operate with American help. And you've got things going on like what's happening in Basra, where death squads are running around killing political opponents. And that they're part of the police in that country. 303-713-7600, two lines open. And let me go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on the end of the Times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you had a caller that already illuminated this, that a lot of the writings of Paul had to do with his own era and his own time. And if you read his writings, he thought Christ was coming back during his own lifetime. He thought the end of times was coming. But I think what you're seeing in Pat Robertson is he's trying to shore up his base. Because, moral authority has no authority without morality. And after his comments about the assassination of the dictator, he lost a lot of points with Christians because...
you're talking about his assassination comment about Hugo Chavez.
Well, that's not a Christian attitude. I mean, and you're not going to speak Christianity or morality by talking about those kind of things and doing that kind of thing.
He claims you wrote him a letter and apologized.
Well, I know, but he lost a lot of support. And in order to be a moral authority, you have to be moral. And so, speaking about the end of times and that you're the moral authority on that gives you credence again. And if you really felt that the end of times was coming, why would he call for the assassination of a dictator? Because surely God would take care of that at the end of times.
You know what? That's a good point. it really is a good point.
And why would you need more money from people if the end of times is coming? You better get your own soul in shape. You know, the end of times comes for millions of people throughout the world every day.
Yeah, is he still on the air begging for money? I haven't watched the 700 Club in I don't know how long.
Well, I'm not a regular viewer either, but the Christian attitude is, and the attitude that we're taught in our faith is, the end of times may happen to you on the way home from work. The end of times may happen with some disease or something. So morally, you be right with God, and then you don't have to worry about the end of times.
Okay, pal. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I got two lines open now, 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. If you want to talk about Karl Rove, if you want to get into... and Bill Bennett. Now Bill Bennett claims that the media is at fault for all the fricas over his comments. Bennett is saying the media is the fault. Former Education Secretary William Bennett on Saturday blamed the news media for distorting his remarks about aborting black babies, saying he had intended to make a bad argument in order to put it down. Bennett, making his first public speech since the comment aired on his radio show last month, said the meaning of his remark linking the crime rate with black abortion was reversed in many news reports. What? We played the thing right off the bat. We played the soundbite. That's how it goes. Responsibility, yet these are the people who talk the most about personal responsibility. 303-713-7600, two lines open. It's 9:15, 15 after 9, AM 760, Boulders. Progressive. These are people who provide those services that make Denver a great place to live and work. These men and women believe their wages and benefits should be negotiated by a team of city employees representing all agencies, and they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with the skill, knowledge, and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says, because people who work for Denver City government will say it's an even better place to work than it was in 2003. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think an employee's increased costs for pension and health care and employees having to force days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office, then it's back to the corporate restaurant business. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee, who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you have is the power to stop this, and the Teamsters, Local 2004, wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-4...
Possible like that. Just donate to the Douglas County Democrats at DouglasDemocrats.org and turn Douglas County blue, that's all.
Log on to DouglasDemocrats.org.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:19, 19 minutes after 9, periods of snow and a high near 35. No snow here in Boulder, just rain. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Hello to the Douglas Democrats. Man, they're good people. Good people. Jeffco Democrats, good people. Douglas Democrats, good people. And the Elbert County Democrats are definitely good people. All right, let's go to Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, speaking of the Douglas County Democrats, here we are. We're sitting here with trees down and everything else and lots of snow.
How are you escaping?
I'm amazed.
How are we escaping all of this in Boulder?
Don't understand it. But, you know, the weather's very strange. I think I attribute a lot of it to global warming. But I was calling about the fact that we're now having to get the approval of the churches, or the fundamentalist churches anyway, before we even nominate a Supreme Court justice, which is extremely scary to me. I mean, that is, I don't see where it's not theocratic. I mean, to do what's being done, and yet the media is reporting it like everyday news, like ho-hum, like this is nothing strange that the president is going to reassure James Dobson and all of the other right-wingers on this nomination. To me, it's absolutely outrageous.
Well, it's hypocritical, because when John Roberts was up for a nomination, the Republicans went around saying that they shouldn't ask about John Roberts' religious views and that they should leave his religious views alone. Now, with Edith Myers, they're running around screaming about how she's an evangelical Christian, and that's one of the reasons why the ultra-right should relax.
Right, exactly. So I just don't get it. I hope that the Democrats are finally going to kick some butt up there, because they need to. They need to realize what's going on and not be such pushovers. My gosh. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that we've got Democrats in there that don't holler about the fact that they've got to, you know, go through a religious litmus test in order to come on the Supreme Court.
What they're doing is they're just being quiet, because all of the static about Harriet Myers is all coming from the right. So let the right wing tear itself apart. I think that's a great position to be in.
Well, I hope so, but when it comes to push comes to shove, they're going to have to vote, and I hope they, if they can't get up the number of votes, they go ahead and do a filibuster, because just to absolutely give up the filibuster is ridiculous.
I agree.
Okay, well, thanks. That's all
thanks,
I really
Jerry.
Want to say. Bye-bye.
Oh, you said a lot. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Harriet Myers' nomination is withdrawn, because the right wing will not be quiet about her. I mean, they're out there leading a charge. And so Democrats, I think, are doing the smart thing by being quiet about her. Let's go to Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's a beautiful winter day down here.
Yeah, man.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call in. I always love when you get into discussions about scripture and all. I just wanted to say that Pat Robertson, for most evangelicals, the reason we don't step up and say, you know, why doesn't he just be quiet, is because he really is not our leader, per se. You know, I mean, these spokes guys that like to get out there and get publicity, they really, the average Christian, we might hear about it from you or somebody else, but we really don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. The whole idea of mainstream Christians, you asked for mainstream Christians to call in, and you saw the wide variety of interpretations
right.
And everything you got. So I don't even know what a mainstream Christian is anymore. I mean, for me, it's somebody that takes the scriptures as the authority and doesn't go to a leader like Pat Robertson or somebody like that. So,
well, to me, I think a mainstream Christian is somebody who is not a member of the religious right.
Well, you know, I...
Because evangelical religious right Christians, you know, is that one guy, is I think it was Neil in Fort Collins pointed out, evangelical Christians are only make up about 30 to 35% of this country. They're not in the mainstream.
Right, I agree.
And they translate into votes only because George W. Bush walked this tightrope with them over the last election in which he spoke to them in code words. So, in other words, he didn't sacrifice the middle in order to appease them, but he kind of gave them a wink and a nod. Now they feel, through Harriet Myers, they feel 100% betrayed.
Well, I don't feel betrayed, and I don't know how right-wing, you know, I hate the politics of that getting into Christianity, but, you know, I don't worry about that. I will say this, and I didn't want to bring up politics, but for those of us like me that are evangelical Christians, that are conservative, that take the scriptures literally, there isn't a whole lot of people in the Democratic Party for us to say, you know, we've had enough with George, we're going to switch over to somebody else. It really is not there for us. So it kind of, you know, even if we have to hold our nose, we'll end up voting Republican just because it's the best of two evils. That kind
well, how about this? How about the idea that the religious right would be so inflamed over the Harriet Myers situation?
I don't really understand it myself.
And well, because they don't trust her, because they think that you know, that they think that Bush has lied to them. So in other words, what ends up happening is when we get to the 2006 elections, the off-year elections, they basically stay home.
Right. Yeah.
That's happened before.
If I could just get back to the topic, and again, I appreciate the time. I just want to say that Second Thessalonians, the reason that Paul wrote that second book to those in Thessalonica, and I was just there last year teaching the scriptures, so it was a real neat experience. The second book was actually written because Christians were sitting around doing nothing, waiting for the second coming. And if you want to take a verse out of context, and you can see neoconservatives using this, there's a verse in chapter 3 where Paul says, if you don't work, you don't eat. Because he was telling them, look, you people have to, you know, start living here. You can't just sit around waiting for Jesus to come back.
Right.
It is true that every generation of Christianity has always said, maybe this is the generation, and Paul even didn't know when it would come. But somebody mentioned the rapture a few minutes ago. That really, for most evangelicals anyway, that's the event where the church is taken out of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's just the church will be gone, kind of like that series Left Behind that some people are
right.
Really familiar with. Okay, that's a separate event from when the Armageddon and the 7 years of tribulation, all that will come later. As a Jew, you should be aware that most of those events, Jesus said, you never know when I'll come back, my second coming. But he said there will definitely be signs of the end times. Now, the woman that said John's vision was just a vision, let's just take it as such, that could be fine, well, and good. But Jesus was very specific about talking about it historically. He said that the temple will be built again in Jerusalem. They'd be doing offerings with the heifers again. And, you know, if you check with the Orthodox Jews, that right now they are trying to get all those things reinstituted. So historically, when those things start happening in Jerusalem, that will be the sign that we're there. Not whether earthquakes come, because like your other callers have said, we've had earthquakes, we've had terrible wars. You know, this is a picnic compared to World War II. You know, so... And in Pakistan, I was just in Pakistan, well, 8 years ago now, teaching the scriptures over there, and it's just, it's awful what's happened there with those wonderful people. But, again, to say that is a sign of the end times, no, look to Israel. You know, God is not done with Israel.
Yeah, I've heard that theory, I've heard that before about looking to Israel. Glenn, thank you, man, appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I wanted to go back to the same topic your last caller was talking about. You know, there aren't very many green evangelical Christians because they believe that there's no need to conserve. There's species extinction doesn't matter because when God will provide up until the end, and then it won't matter. So there have been Christians busted in Israel with explosives going to blow up the Dome of the Rock so the temple could be rebuilt, so Solomon's temple could be rebuilt and usher in the second coming.
That is way too extreme for me.
Yeah, that's over the top. And And, you know, I was raised a Catholic, and we were taught to believe that no one can know the mind of God. Nobody's going to know when the end is coming. Nobody can know the end time, when the end times are coming.
Yeah, so
anybody
well,
that would predict it is off the wall.
Pat Robertson speculated that this could be it.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the false prophets are the ones that will speculate.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the call.
Take it easy.
You got it. That frees up the line at 303-713-7600. Open phones underway. Oh, and John Turk and I were talking about this earlier. He's never seen the movie, the television show Commander in Chief. You know what? I watch very little network television, but I'm hooked on this show with Gina Davis. I am real, and Donald Sutherland, I'm really hooked on this show. Is anybody else like this show, Commander in Chief, or am I alone in this? 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, you don't have to call up suddenly and start talking about Commander in Chief. You can talk about anything. But I just kind of wonder if anybody watches that other than me. All right, it's 929, or Mary and I, actually. 929, 29 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Around the metro area, we're dealing with snow, wet roads, backsplash. Real tough to see where you're going, so you want to give yourself plenty of time and take it a bit slower than usual. Now, in Aurora, have a jackknife semi. It's blocking all lanes eastbound I-70 at Colfax. Those jams taking you past Tower Road. Westbound 6th Avenue, have a car on a ladder. They're sitting in the right lane near Federal. And then on the toll road, E-470, a crash at Highway 85 is slowing you down. Chains are required for Monument Hill, seeing lots of stranded cars and accidents in that area. And remember, it is Columbus Day, but you still need to pay the meters downtown. Checking the forecast today, it's cold, mix of rain and snow. Highs today around 40, it's 33 at the moment. Scott Elton says, take the freeway to Freeway 4, and right now get a loaded O2 Explorer for just $11.9. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Get your loaded O2 Explorer today, $11.9. Only at Freeway 4 at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself.
You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
And a whole lot more. Buying a car is a big decision. And you want to go to somebody who will treat you right. And that's what Rocky's Autos is all about, treating the customer right so you'll come back time and time again. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And at Rocky's Autos, they go out of their way to make sure that you're happy. They'll show you Carfax about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Well, it has everything in there you need to know. So go out there and see my friends Fred Labrato, see Ruben, see Jim Monroe out there, Marilyn's brother, see the Mays brothers, the Ali brothers. They're all out there. And they're my friend Colby in the Tower of Power. Rocky's Autos, great place to buy a car. I don't know. I bought six cars from somewhere between five and six. I've lost count now. And John Turk, who produces
it, wrote the Bible. And how's it been over the centuries, over the millennia? How many times has it been changed? And one of the things, though, I do like, though, is these evangelicals, how many have actually read the Bible word for word, and which Bible at that even?
Well, you know, see, I wouldn't know.
Yep. And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of them are just taking people like Robertson and Falwell. What they do is they just follow what they say, and they don't even question these people. And it's just
well,
sad.
Because it's a matter of faith.
Yep. So I personally, I don't believe in the end of days. I think if we're going to have things, we're going to have extinction of species through our own stupidity. You know, through, say, for example, overhunting. Nah, not really overhunting, maybe, but people that are going out there and killing for no reason. I actually used to be hunters, so they do a pretty good job, like CDOT, or not CDOT, but Game and Fish. But a little bit overall over the board today, but just thought I would throw in my two cents today, and since I haven't called in for over about a month and a half.
All right, well, it's good to hear from you.
All right, good to hear from you, too, now.
Take care.
Keep up the good work.
All right, we'll see you later. Plus, you know, he was talking about an endangered species. By the way, the Republicans in the House are trying to attack the Endangered Species Act. Check that out. There was an op-ed piece yesterday in the New York Times about that, that they're trying to fix it so that instead of having where a developer would take a part of a piece of land and he would develop that and leave the other for the species, which is a compromise that Bill Clinton worked out, they want it so the developer must be paid out of taxpayers' dollars for the land that he can't use. Check that out. They're trying to weaken the Endangered Species Act. Let's go to James in Cheyenne. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Jay, you know, I love you guys' program. I believe in life, everything you guys talk about. But I was just reading here about a CU student's tackle racism on their own. But this happened back in June, and this what I'm reading is in October. I think they're trying to set you guys up, because I love your station, what you guys stand for. And this guy, his name is Andrew Sterling.
What are they trying to set us up for?
I think because you guys are a good station and you let people know what's really going on within inside that administration, you know. But it says that racism is it's going on down there, but I find it hard to believe myself because I've been there a few times.
Going where? Going on where?
In Boulder.
In Boulder?
Yeah. That's just
I've seen those articles, too, and I believe that there's probably racism going on here.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought that maybe it was kind of misleading because I was there a few times. It never struck me as really being that racist.
No, I think there's inherent racism in a lot of institutions, and I think that you got to work hard to get them out, and that's why we have to be vigilant to try to stamp it out.
Yeah,
I'm sure it goes on here because it goes on everywhere in America.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
So why should Boulder be any different, even though it's quote-unquote supposed to be this very, very liberal place? People here have attitudes.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was misleading because, you know, what you guys stand for, I think they're probably just trying to take it away from that.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Two lines open. I got three lines open. 303-713-7600. Open phones underway. Denny in Fort Collins. Denny, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I love your show.
Thanks.
I wanted to bring up something hasn't actually made the news yet, but the Bush administration has pink-slipped the entire Marine Mammal Commission.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, and my husband's a whale researcher, and one of our best friends is on the Marine Mammal Commission, and he's actually an acoustics expert, and it has to do with the fact that the Marine Mammal Commission is trying to regulate oil exploration. And, you know, because of that, there are actually a few really well-known researchers that have sided with the oil industry.
Now, this is off, what, the coast of California, the coast of Florida?
Actually, it's all around the world. I mean, it up in Alaska, and it has to do with the fact that the seismic ships disturb whale behavior and actually kill some whales. And so it also ties into the Endangered Species Act.
Yeah, which they're trying to weaken.
Right, and they're trying to downlist some of the marine mammals. So it's something I don't know if it'll probably just go unnoticed. Because of all the other stuff that's going wrong.
Yeah, well, all of the scandals and everything else.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just, you know, my husband, who is a moderate, said, well, you know, they're not going to pink slip them all at once. I mean, that would just be too obvious. But that's exactly what they've done.
When did this happen?
It happened about 3 days ago.
They just fired everybody.
Yeah, they fired everybody. And some of these people were appointed by the Reagan administration. So, you know, it's sort of a lifelong position, not unlike the Supreme Court for whales. So, yeah, a pretty shocking, horrible, obviously, you know, the ultimate in cronyism going on unnoticed.
So how does your husband now feel about the administration?
Oh, well, he hates. He's hated the administration forever. And, you know, his funding's been radically cut. So
Did he lose his job?
No, he's an independent contractor. But the man who lost his job works, he's a tenured professor for the Scripps, at Scripps. So, it's just a really obvious cronyism move, and it will allow exploration to go on without regulation.
Yeah, well, they're trying to attack it. People ought to wake up and check into this about the Endangered Species Act, because the Bush administration and Republicans in Congress on the House of Representatives, there's no bill in the Senate, but there's one in the House of Representatives that would significantly weaken the Endangered Species Act. Thanks, Denny. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
9:41, it makes that 19 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
With special savings, call 1-888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get it. Blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Crying in the wilderness.
I don't know about that. I'm trying, though. Thank you.
Okay. I'd just like to say that the concept that Pat Robinson and many of the fundamentalist Christians have about the end days is really not understood by them, because they haven't really entered into an understanding of the higher morality, which is the understanding that we're all interconnected to everything in this environment, in this world, in this planet, to every person. And until we get to that place where we understand that this God that we attempt to worship in the right way is really the God present in all people, in all places, in all conditions, and it is the God of love and consideration. And when you hear statements coming out of the right, you know, specifically out of Pat Robinson's, with implications that we need to control, we need to go in and even possibly assassinate other people because they don't fit with our particular point of view or our politics, you see that they really do not embrace the higher morality. They do not really understand the presence of God and understand that this transformation that we're talking about in the last days is a transformation in consciousness, where we move out of this egocentric idea, which is totally represented by the Bush administration. This idea of controlling, holding, maneuvering, manipulating in whatever ways and using power and force even to kill, to gain our personal objectives without any regard for an understanding of our relationship and truth to these people, these countries, that we should be helping, supporting, and helping to raise them up and to give them schools instead of trying to manipulate and own their resources.
Wow. That's very well said, you know what?
Well, that's really what this transformation is about. We're moving dimensionally, and this old guard, this old consciousness of this egocentric idea that I can control and own and manipulate, and that I can actually take the place of love and honor and truth by just annihilating them and deciding I will control according to my personal perspective and projection. That's the erroneous idea that is going to be lost in the last days. In other words, all that's going to be taken away here is that concept, that misinterpretation of ourselves. And I think that the Christian right misinterprets it gravely. You know, it's not possible to really embrace the higher morality and believe that we have the right to kill in order to gain our personal objectives. That's simply not in keeping with anything in the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Well, you must have been appalled when he made that statement about Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, absolutely. What else can you say except that what a poor representation of someone who tends to present himself as someone who has accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Well, you cannot accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior unless you accept his message. You can't accept the messenger without the message. You can't say, this is my messenger, and say, but I really don't appeal or apply to or embrace his message. You can't do that. And that's exactly what he's doing. And so it's hypocritical. It's unbelievably hypocritical. It's so overtly hypocritical, you wonder how anyone could make a statement like that and consider themselves to be intelligent.
You know, if anybody wants to come worship with you, where's your church located?
Church is located at 2855 Folsom Street in Boulder, Colorado. It's on the corner of Folsom and Valmont.
All right. Jack, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
It's been enlightening. Thank you so much.
All righty.
All right. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Preston.
There are actually quite a few spiritual leaders who are advocating for the environment. There's one group called Rabbis for Redwoods, actually. And I think there are something like 100,000 environmental groups in this country, and their membership includes tens of millions of people, and it also cuts across the left-right political spectrum. This is something that both Republicans and Democrats and Greens and Libertarians are concerned about. Eisenhower, in addition to warning about the military-industrial complex, he helped to establish the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and that it's being attacked.
Oh, yeah, sure, they want to drill there.
That's right, that's right. On top of that, I noticed a story yesterday in the Denver Post titled Oil Sands Development Erasing Alberta Forest, and it's about this oil sands development that's just wiping out an ecosystem in Canada, and it quotes a Cree trapper, a native trapper, talking about how there are no more moose, no rabbits, no squirrels, and the land is dead. So it's not just South America where there is a...
No, we get a lot of oil from Canada.
That's right. So in a sense, there is sort of an end times going on, a biocide, but it's not coming from God.
No, it's coming from capitalism and greed.
Transmit,
and capitalism
exactly.
Is a good thing, but it's nothing is good when it's taken to an excess.
That's right. And we have some great thinkers up in Steamboat Springs, I believe, who are working on a project who have been pushing natural capitalism, which is a way to do business that respects the earth, that sustains the earth, and it's more efficient. It makes people a lot of money, too. That film, The Corporation, featured a CEO, Ray Anderson, of Interface Corporation, which is one of the largest carpet and tile companies in the world, who has employed this natural capitalism, and it's making him a bunch of money. People might want to check out that movie. But back to the end times theory, this fake theology that's being pushed out there, what it does is it neutralizes people who, when they see this devastation going on, instead of reacting as a normal, healthy human being would do and maybe join an environmental group, what they say is they kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, it's God's plan. No, that's like the corporate propaganda plan. And they want
But I think there's a whole, don't forget, the people who take that, you know what, the people who take that stuff seriously are only 30 to 35% of the population of this country. And the only thing that they did was, in the last election, is they just out-mobilized the rest of us.
Yeah.
They all decided to show up at the polls. You know, if we make sure that all of us show up and all our friends show up at the polls in 06 and then also in 08, we'll out-mobilize them and elect a president.
Absolutely. I wanted to say also that I utilized one of your sponsors a few weeks ago, the person at PC Answers. He was, he was great, very helpful guy, set me up just like I wanted to be, and I also became an associate of Air America Radio. They're providing an opportunity for people who love the network to support the network and, you know, buy billboards for Randy Rhoads and buy stations in the heartland and that kind of thing. So as the rapper Coolio suggested, people might want to take their money out of your pocket and put it in the middle, because I think we really need to invest more of our time and money and energy into this movement.
I always ask people to patronize the sponsors of this radio station. And, Preston, I thank you for doing it.
Sure thing, man.
All right. See you later.
Peace.
Okay. Let's go to, what do we got? We got three lines open here at 303-713-7600. We'll go to Judy in Denver. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Third-time caller.
Oh, good.
Hey, I'm an old-time Catholic, way old-time, and now I consider myself a progressive humanist. So this is to tie into your last two callers. In 1960, January 1st, 1960, the world was scheduled to end. And I was in Catholic school at the time. We were saying prayers. Do we consider not studying for final exams? Those kinds of things. And at that time, I certainly had to weigh truth and light. Well, guess what? We don't have it. We don't all have it. Religion has morphed into something I don't recognize, but it's scary because it reminds me of those 50s days. When the way, the truth, and the light, that was it. You believed that your way was the only way.
Well, there are still people out there who are like that, though.
Well, yes, we have them in the White House now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a guy who said God told him to invade Iraq.
Oh, this is so frightening. This is so frightening. And that's why I agree with everything the last two just about everything the last two callers said, that activism in the most positive way is where we have to be. This is no longer a spectator sport. It can't be. Did you see what happened with the House of Representatives last Friday? And it did make mainstream TV.
Where Nancy Pelosi and was trying to get a word in edgewise with the Republican majority, and the Democrats started shouting shame, shame, and it was about a energy bill, wasn't it?
Yes, it was about an energy bill, and they had it won. The Democrats had it won, and so they decided to delay the vote. But I guess my point with you is I'm glad to see this making mainstream TV. I'm a little suspicious about the Myers, the whole brouhaha over Myers. I see Myers as the watershed for women's rights in this country.
Even if she gets on the Supreme Court and votes to overturn Roe v. Wade?
Yes. Oh, if she votes, that's what I'm saying, that she's this is bad. This is not good.
What I thought you were making is a case that I've heard women, particularly politicians, make, that people are down on her because it's sexism.
That's part of it, but I doubt her because of her twice born again religious affiliations that she could have any objectivity.
Yeah. All right, listen, I'm out of time, Judy. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Right,
it was Barbara McCluskey, I believe, who said that it was sexism. Democrat from, I forget where she's from, Maine, I want to say, but that may not be right. Okay.